Blog Talk Radio.
For more information on innovative lasers and how we can help, click here to see our complete Great Day Houston segment.
Former University of Houston student is missing tonight. Investigate.
Now that you're relaxed, I hope you have a great night of sleep ahead of you. But if not, call me in the morning.
All right. What the fuck?
Patrick Xavier Clark, man.
54 now has the newest hardwood tile, laminate, luxury vinyl, and carpet. Call today to get free installation. 54 is home improvement. Done right.
And accused of killing Migos rapper Takeoff.
Thank you for joining us. I'm Andy Sirota, the man accused of killing...
Peace, everybody, and all that good stuff, man. Just waiting for y'all to get up in here real quick. Peace to everybody. Peace to everybody that's about to join this broadcast here. And I've been off live for the past 2 days. So there's a lot of catching up that I need to do because, you know, everybody has their own personal life and shit like that, you know, so just catching up on things that maybe I missed or whatever the case may be, but just hit that like button, please. And I got something exclusive coming up for y'all, hopefully Wednesday, but I won't tell you what it is, but most likely Wednesday. Got something good, man. Very good, man. So I'm putting it into in existence so it can happen. So Wednesday, just look out for something very good Wednesday. Real shit. So with that being said, goddammit, let's get right to it. Let's go to this video right here. And if you can hear me, if you can hear the audio, please press 1. And I just need to ask a favor. Can somebody do me a favor and please do a test call for me, please? If somebody can do that, because I'm really about to hit a Blog Talk and tell them to send me my money back. So just one person, please, if anyone could, just call this number so we can see if the family can hear y'all, so we can get right to it. I would gladly appreciate it. Please, somebody, call that number right here, and so we all can engage and stuff like that. So can somebody do me that favor real quick? Thank you, everybody, for taking out your time to click on this goddamn live, okay? Dealing with my crazy ass. First of all, salute. I see Miss Winters, Swag Right, Monique, live chat, VNR, Mill was goody, live chat, and everybody else that's attending. All right, can somebody please do that test call for me real quick? Let's play this, and we get to the test call afterwards. Let's see.
Migos rapper Takeoff in downtown Houston last month faced a judge this morning. Investigators say that Patrick Xavier Clark shot the rapper in the back of the head. KPRC2's Taisha Walker joining us live from downtown Houston with more on what happened inside the courtroom. Taisha, good morning.
Andy, good morning. Clark appeared before a judge today. This was his second appearance, his arraignment,
and his appearance was very brief, lasting less than 5 minutes. You want to get the video of Clark in court this morning wearing an orange jumpsuit and handcuffs as he stood beside his attorneys as they requested a bond reduction hearing. That hearing has been scheduled for next Wednesday. His attorneys say $2 million is not reasonable or comparable to other bonds of other murder suspects. Prosecutors say Clark was seen on video pointing and firing a gun toward a group of people gathered outside of a downtown bowling alley for a private
843, hold on, thank
on
you.
November 1st. They say a bullet from Clark's gun killed Kershnickball, whose rap name is Takeoff. Investigators used a wine bottle with Clark's fingerprints to connect him to the crime. Investigators say when they arrested a 33-year-old, he had a passport and an itinerary for Mexico. Clark's attorneys did not deny that this morning.
That's true. However, there's other circumstances surrounding that. That was something that was already pre-planned, and it was counseled before he was arrested. So I think that's important. He wasn't trying to go anywhere.
Clark's attorneys also say the situation is tragic and happening far too often in the community, but they say their client, Clark, is innocent until proven guilty, and they hope that people do not rush to judgment. We did try to get found an interview with prosecutors after court, but they were not available. Reporting live from downtown, Taisha Walker.
There's a couple of videos that I want to play as well with like from the news. So I got two more videos to play. But hold on, let me do this test call real quick. Oh damn, 843. Can somebody do me a favor? Please call this number that's on the screen that you see right there to do a test call with this Blog Talk. Please, can somebody call in real quick so we can do this test call? And while we're talking about this, now he definitely had to this is what I was gonna say. He had to be the person that shot Takeoff, because I put up a video last night, and I'm pretty sure everybody, was asking and saying this on different platforms or whatever, that he is the fall guy. And I said, because there's a clip where the news anchor, whatever, he says that they said that they have video of Patrick pointing a gun. They didn't say shooting, but pointing a gun basically in the direction of Takeoff. However, today they are saying he's pointing a gun in his direction and shooting, pointing and shooting a gun. They didn't say that Little Cam or Joshua was a person who was firing. They said he was only seen with a gun and racking a gun or cocking a gun, however they want to word that shit. So there were two shooters. We didn't see Cam run. I mean, we didn't see Cam shoot. We seen him snatch the chain. We seen him have like it looked like a gun, and to everybody's knowledge now, it was a gun that he was trying to tuck in his hoodie as he was running inside of the bowling alley. So they didn't say Little Cam shot. They're saying on camera that this dude shot. So I want to know, how can he be the fall guy if he is the guy that actually killed him? You know what I'm saying? That shot at him. I mean, I'm trying to figure, like, what do they mean? So are y'all saying that the Prince family paid him to kill Takeoff when the beef initially wasn't even about him? So, I'm trying to figure this one out. Let me go to this other one right here. Hold on. Let me share my screen real quick, everybody. But peace, everybody that's coming in. You said the Helmet Gang. Yeah, you already know, goddammit. The Helmet Gang is all up in here. You stupid. Hold on. All right. This one right here. No, we just seen that. Who the blood clot called me phone and know me live? Oh, my fucking sister calling me. Hold on. What up, Nick? Yeah, I'm live right now. What was going on? Oh. All right. Everybody, y'all got to hold on real quick. Go ahead. I'm ready. Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, I already know what we're talking about. Got you. All right, peace. Yeah, that was my big sis. Shout out to my older, crazy-ass sister. Love her. Now, let me put my shit on silent. I apologize, everybody. But that was important right there. All right, let me press play.
Appearing before a Harris County judge, Clark's bond set at $2 million, but his lawyer wants that amount reduced. our Gerald Harris live downtown with the latest on this high-profile case. Gerald?
Yeah, lawyers for Clark are trying to get changes made to his bond, and this comes after prosecutors accused Clark of allegedly trying to flee the country. Patrick Clark entered the courtroom handcuffed in an orange jumpsuit days after Houston police arrested him. Prosecutors accused Clark of pulling the trigger, killing Migos rapper Takeoff.
This morning, basically, it was just formality. We set this for a bond reduction hearing next week on Wednesday. We think that's important that his constitutional rights are protected.
But in a jail intake form, Clark describes himself as a self-employed DJ with total assets of $0.
This very early on, there is a lot of investigation that needs to be done. There are a lot of witnesses that need to be talked to, and there are a lot of things that we need to do.
But a pressing question many had concerned the recently purchased passport, large sums of cash, and a planned trip to Mexico by Clark, which prosecutors used to argue he was a possible flight risk.
There's other circumstances surrounding that. That was something that was already pre-planned.
If it's already pre-planned, they would already just, why would they just make it public to the public or to the goddamn, you know, prosecutors or the judge or whatever, that that pre-plan in Mexico was a gig. It was like he was going to DJ or something. And they're not saying anything. And just remind y'all, his death happened on November 1st, if I'm not mistaken. It's a month ago. It's a month. So he was trying to get some money up to try to flee, allegedly. So this is hypothetical speaking here. So if it wasn't something serious and he wasn't trying to flee, why they not presenting what the trip to Mexico was for? Are you trying to buy drugs? You going to the Linda Villa 32? Rest in peace, Shanquella. We're going to get into that as well. You understand what I'm saying? And now I'm hearing it's only from one source because I try to find it. I try to find, you know, other, sources to see if this is true. Somebody sent me something in my DM. Like I say, if y'all want to send me information and videos and so forth and so on, don't hesitate to send it to my DM, you know what I mean, to my Instagram DM or my email that's already in my description box. If I don't respond to y'all by saying thank you or anything like that, please don't take it personally. I'm doing all this shit by myself. It's too fucking much. So, but thank you all in advance, goddammit. But however, there's only one source saying that J. Prince Jr. cousin was murdered last night. Now, when I checked it out and I'm listening to it, and the person is very vague. I'm not saying that they are lying, but I was trying to look at other sources. Let me look in the chat. Let me look at the chat right now. Is it true that J. Prince Jr. cousin was murdered last night? Because even though I got it in the description box, I'm really unsure if it's true because somebody sent me one source of that information, and I looked on Instagram and shit like that, Twitter, and certain, you know, valuable sources, I guess, just keep saying sources, and they're not reporting that. So I don't know how true is that. So I'm asking some of y'all that's in here, is that true? Do anybody know? Did his cousin really get murdered? And I don't want to play their video because they're not really saying too much, to be honest. So I don't want to waste my time playing it for y'all. But I'm not, it's very vague. There's no name, so we can look it up. None of that. So I really don't know. So if y'all know if that's true, somebody let me know. And before I continue, please, can somebody do a test call again? God damn it. The number's right there on the screen, 319-527-6194. Can somebody please do a test call for me? Okay? Thank you, God damn it.
And it was counseled before he was arrested. So I think that's important. He wasn't trying to go anywhere.
In the meantime, lawyers for Clark are preparing to argue their client deserves a lower bond.
Something reasonable. Death.
This is what I meant to say. Why the fuck they going to, if they see him on camera pointing the gun in his direction, and by the way, I'm not playing a video because TMZ is chopping everybody video up, playing that shit, and I'm not doing it today. But anyway, if they see on video that Patrick is pointing in his direction and shooting the gun, that's evidence of him murdering him. Why the fuck should he get bail? I know it's definitely common instances in some cases. This is a high profile case, but we know it's a high profile case. And this judicial system, they don't care about a nigga. Y'all know that. They don't care about Shanquella. It's just us as the people made it important for everybody to take a look at it. You understand what I'm saying? So we forced the fucking, you know, the higher ups or the government or whatever, police department or all of the above to take notice because this is important to us. You understand what I'm saying? The Migos is a high, like they top tier, you know, group. So they should treat this as such. If somebody killed fucking, and I say this hypothetically, and God forbid, what if somebody, a black kid killed fucking Kid Rock? Sorry to just name him. And, you know, anybody that's white or some shit like that. That would be high profile, even if the rapper is not even an A-list celebrity or A-list rapper or musician or whatever. They would make this shit so important, it would be no fucking bond. Okay? Come on, son. So why should this dude get bail? I'm trying to figure this one out. That's right, he shouldn't have a fucking bond. This is little stuff like that to me. Little stuff like that to me. It does something to my psyche. It makes me feel like they really think, we know they think less of us, but they show it in so many ways. I don't know. Let's give him bail so he can get out so we can put some money in our pocket. Somebody kill his ass. You know what I'm saying? Let's kill that nigga because somebody's going to kill him anyway because of this high-profile stuff going on, gang stuff, right? Yeah, they put a $2 million bail. We all split it. We split the ply, you know, 17 ways. You know, I got to get some asparagus for the wife. She's harassing me. She haven't had roasted garlic potatoes with minced garlic asparagus and medium rare steak in a while. Split it. Send him out there to the wolves. You know, the niggers, the gang is going to kill him. So, hey, we killed two birds with one stone. I don't know. It's just fucking weird. He should not get no fucking bail. If you see the motherfucker on camera, any motherfucking who.
You know, been comparable to other bonds for other murders for a defendant who has no prior criminal history.
Harris County prosecutors did not speak after this morning's hearings. Clark's lawyer said their client is looking forward to telling his side of the story in court. In downtown Houston, Gerald Harris, KHOU 11 News.
I want to play another one because, you know, it's always, you know, they give a little bit of different details from different news clips. So I think I got one more to play? Yo, Mike, salute to my boy, Mike, Brooklyn and Cali. Mike, do me a favor, please. Can you call in so we can test the phone calls, please? Can you call in that blog number for me, my dude? Now, so those are only two videos that I was going to play, but I do have another article up, and I will just, instead of sharing it, I will just read this a little bit. Matter of fact, I'll share it so we all can just look at it at the same time. All right? Hold on one second. All right. Let me see if I can see that. All right, cool. Where we at? All right. So pretty sure we already know this information, but let me just go down to where. Right here. First item discussed on Monday was to remove certain names from Clark's bond conditions as people he is not allowed to contact if he posts bond. ABC 13 confirmed the current conditions name J. Prince Jr. and any members of his family or household. And Shakur's family, I mean, it's Stephen Shakur, the boxing, Stephon Shakur, however you want to pronounce his damn name, Shakur Stevenson, something like that. So what about... Stephen Shakur Stevenson, whatever his fucking name is, the boxer, he's not even speaking because you know why he's tied to Mark Ties. You know what I'm saying? But why is they telling them to not contact J. Prince Jr. and him? Because they are associates. And somehow that they are making sure that he is not tied to them. Do not contact them, anything. So I could kind of understand why people would say he would be the fall guy, but in that initial time when he killed them, I don't think that it was planned for Takeoff to die. I think it was, if it was a plan to kill somebody, it wouldn't be Takeoff. It would be that dude, Quavo. And you see Quavo, he's not moving around too much. There's a video of him, I think he had piracy, hit somebody or some crazy shit like that, and he was trying to get through the crowd. But he's not at Offset show. He just did a show, and he's paying homage to Takeoff and shit. Him and Cardi B is there. You know, that shit just was put up today. Like, why is he not around? That, regardless of their contractual differences, Quavo and Offset, they should be together. Like, that should have brought y'all even more closer together. It's something in the background that we really don't know what's going on, but we have a feeling of what's going on. Some contractual shit was happening by him distancing himself. They Cardi B saved Offset. Quality Music was basically a manager, was Cardi B's manager at one point. So she knows, she had past tense, a personal relationship with QC and the rest of them there. So she know certain things that we don't know. And that's why when she got out of that contractual agreement with them and she went off to do her own thing and whatever she signed to, I don't know all the extras of that, but she made sure that she tried to save her husband as well, her man, her baby, her child's father as well. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like if he feels, and I'm talking about Quavo, that he is the face of it, because, you know, he's the attraction, you know, pretty boy Floyd kind of nigga. You're not the dopest, to be honest. So maybe all that fame got to him. His head is bigger. He want to be the one in the front, the one in all of, you know what I'm saying? That want all the attention. And you know, and I guess that kind of was some of a part of the differences that him and Offset had. Or it's just difficult to understand what the fuck just happened, man. Let me go to Brooklyn and Cali. Everybody, do me a favor. If you can hear him speak, please press 1. All right, because Blog Talk be on some stupid shit. Brooklyn to Cali, what's good, yo? What's poppin'?
What up?
Please, everybody, can you let me know if y'all can hear him, please? Say something, my G.
Yeah, y'all can hear me? What's good?
Please let me know if y'all can hear him, please. Can y'all press 1 if y'all hear him? All right, somebody press 1. So, Eva, you...
I've seen some ones. I just want to say a couple things real quick.
Let's get it.
The comparison, like if a black dude killed Kid Rock, you know, that's a whole different kind of type of, if black people do anything in this shit against anybody except for us, you know, it's a problem. So
that's a fact.
You know, it's so much killing and shit going on in our neighborhood on a daily basis that they look at that shit as regular, and we doing these niggas a favor. Because they ain't got to exterminate us because we exterminating ourselves.
Yeah, that's a... Go ahead.
I know you probably hear the airplane. I'm out here getting my cardio on and shit.
Hey.
Motherfucking... as far as Quavo... I don't really expect Quavo to be out that much, man. That shit in Paris looked weird as fuck, but you got to think about it. If you was just in a shooting and your loved ones was lost, you're going to be as far away from some niggas shit as possible. And maybe Offset remind Quavo of some niggas shit. Them niggas don't get along because it's Offset woman. They don't get along. That QC shit and Cardi B and all that shit is a... It's a fucking clusterfuck. Because they, you know, Cardi B got the bag. So she can kind of pretty much do whatever she want to do. It changes the way that Offset moves instead of being with the group. He with his wife. And I'm not saying that's wrong because that's his mother of his kids. That's where he's supposed to be. But it changes the way he moves.
I think they should have, that should have brought them together, right? I think it
could have brought them together behind the scenes, but musically they dysfunctional. They're not fucking with each other musically. So,
right.
You know, I just don't see that being the motherfucking important thing for Quavo to hop back in bed with Offset musically when they just lost Takeoff. I think that it's been problems, even though, you know, people say Takeoff was dope. He did this, he did that. He was dope. But no matter how dope he was, the face of that shit is Quavo. And them niggas go as Quavo go. And I don't know if it's been a battle for who want to be the face of that shit or who want to be the face of that shit or, you know, who wants more time in front of this and time in front of that or who wants, you know, lead songs off. You know, they're a group. So
right.
It's a reason why everybody thought, remember that running joke? Takeoff got left off of Bad and Boozy. Remember that joke?
Yeah.
That was a joke for a long time. You know what I'm saying? And really nobody addressed that shit but him. He said, do it look like I got left off of Bad and Boozy? He the only one that addressed that shit. Because they probably never looked at it like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, them niggas, what I think is most important is them niggas should be trying, I feel like you're right, they should be trying to be together because they family. Before anything, you lost a family member, y'all need to figure out whatever the fuck is going on with you guys and get it together. Because tomorrow ain't promised to nobody. We see that every day. I just lost a homie to it.
Go ahead, Cam, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I said, I just lost a homie, man. He was ill. He was fighting. Man, he was fighting, man. Fighting, man. And I just feel bad because he's leaving this kid behind, man. He fought as hard as he could.
Wow. And,
I mean, he was just look, 2 weeks ago, we was just up and running around functioning and shit. And a week later, my man down. And a week after that, he's gone.
Damn.
That's just how I go, man. I've seen a lot of people, man, falling ill, and I just want to keep it 100, man. I don't give a fuck what niggas think about this COVID shit. I got two homies that died from that shit. Regardless of what people want to say, in my mind, that shit is real. One nigga was 34. That's young, bro. Nigga, man, that shit threw me for a loop. And one nigga was 41. That's still relatively young. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I don't really have a lot of shit to say about that COVID shit, because that shit, it's too close to home for me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, my homegirl died from that shit, too. Rest in peace, Beverly, my Hondurian sister. You know what I mean? We got everything. We call each other twins, you know what I mean? So she passed from COVID. So I do believe that, you know what I'm saying, that, you know,
I ain't trying to change the subject. Rest in peace, my nigga Kyle, and rest in peace, my nigga Clayton. But I ain't trying to change the subject. I just think that music is probably the last thing on Quavo's mind, man. You know what I'm saying? That Paris shit is probably to get as far away from the shit that cost him his family member's life as possible. You're going to see that nigga moving way different now. Watch. Especially if he blaming himself for that shit. We don't know if he blaming himself for that shit. All we know is the last time we seen him, he was holding his nephew's head in his hand talking about no. Blood everywhere.
Very traumatizing.
You know what I'm saying? That's a traumatic situation, bro. That's traumatic for anybody, man. You know?
Right.
Like, I done seen niggas. It's certain shit that I've seen. That's how come the take I have on guns is it's the way it is. Because I've seen too much death and destruction from the motherfuckers. For niggas to just be running around here with them motherfuckers freely. That's just my personal opinion on that shit. I do believe you have the right to bear arms. Like, if a nigga come in your house or if a nigga come in your business and shit, like I believe that. Because they violating, you know, they in your shit. But just out in the street roaming around freely, I think differently of that shit, man. Because it's a lot of big mouth coward niggas with guns. And because they ain't got no hands, they pull out and they start letting shit go. And I can't support that shit.
That's the shit that bothers me, is because these niggas is scared to fight. And before I go any further, this is the news article that you see on screen of J. Prince Jr. That's why my homegirl, she don't want her name put out there. She really be fine and shit for me. So I appreciate her, man. So, but they call him G-Way. So, and that's J. Prince Jr. cousin. He did get killed last night. But we're going to go through the story and, we're going to go through the article. But what I was saying, that I hate that these niggas be thinking that they gangster because they can shoot and pull a fucking trigger. No, nigga, that ain't gangster. That's pussy. Of the pussiest nigga, sorry for being so loud, but the pussiest nigga could shoot a fucking gun. Can you, how about your leg stance when you fight? Can you put your hands up good? Can you swing good? Is your posture right when you fight? Do you know how to fight, nigga? Can you take a punch? Y'all niggas ain't gangster because I got guns. That means you scared to fight.
That's how I feel about that shit.
Fight, nigga. That's why I still know how to fight to this day. Y'all niggas need to know how to fight instead of picking up a fucking gun, you pussy-ass niggas, man. I hate these niggas because they think because having a gun makes you gangster. No, it don't. It makes you scared to fight, you punk. That's all it does. You just
That's
scared to fucking fight.
And I see it all the time, bro. Like, you go out in public, a lot of motherfuckers just... That's why I just changed the way I move totally, 1,000%. I used to be out in the club, out in the bars with the homies and shit, but that shit don't mean nothing to me no more. And we just be having fun. We don't mean no harm to nobody, but the risk that you taking by going out, niggas could be trying to rob you. Niggas be kind of getting mad because you pulling bras that they can't pull. It's all
right.
Kind of shit. Jealousy is a motherfucker. And that shit, well, man, that shit festers. And niggas be killing niggas over stupid shit. What kind of car nigga drive? Man, what kind of shoes this nigga got on? Like, it's weird, man. Like, and that's why when you said the shit about the Kid Rock, that shit would never happen, bro. You know, if that rock and roll scene don't even, when the last time you heard some shit, some violent shit at something besides a rap concert? Or a rap venue. That, you don't hear that shit nowhere but with us. You
right.
know? And that's why I be saying we don't even care about us because your mind's supposed to be on something else. If you are an artist and you out here doing shows and you getting paid and you making money, same thing. The last thing I'm thinking about is why a nigga looking at me crazy or a nigga stepped on my shoes. Or I'm at a fucking dice game doing some ignorant ass shit. Like, it's weird, man. Our mentality is
right.
fucked up. And until that mentality changes, we're going to keep killing each other. We're going to keep being the laughing stock of this fucking world. And it's just, it ain't going to never change. Because for as much good shit we've done in this world, it's always overshadowed by all this dumb shit we keep doing today.
That's a fact, my G. Absolutely, man. Anything else, my G?
I just want to say, man, keep doing what you're doing, man. Shout out to everybody in the chat room, man. One love to y'all, man. Support the station. Support the channel, man.
Yes,
man,
please. Support.
Much love to you, Mike. Much love to you, Mike, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm in the chat, though. I'm in the chat watching. You dig?
All right, my G. Keep doing your thing, my G. Appreciate you.
Yes, sir. For sure.
One. That's my guy, man. Salute to my nigga. I never met this nigga in person one day in my life. That's my motherfucking guy right there. We almost damn near looking like same age, all that. That's my guy, man. Shout out to Brooklyn, the motherfucking Cali out in this motherfucker, man. Brooklyn, the fucking Cali. Let's get it, man. So this is the, and again, if y'all would love to donate to the platform, please do, okay? I would gladly appreciate you motherfuckers. And my birthday is coming up December 31st. You know what I mean? Capricorn's in the house. I think it's Sagittarius right now. If I'm not mistaken, I think from December 19th or some shit is Capricorn's. I don't know. But cap season is here, goddammit. All right? But any motherfucker who... Let's go to this article. Ooh, bars. Any motherfucking who, let's get to this article. Bars, nigga. You know what I mean? I be rhyming without even trying. Oh, hold on. I got to take the volume unmuted. All right. There you go.
News in Southeast Ooh, Houston where shit. One man was killed at a gathering at a short-term rental property. Police were called to a house on Glen Road. And when they got there, the door was open. They went inside and found a young man shot in the head. The other people who were all there ran away, according to police. Investigators right now trying to gather information on who did this.
Yeah, so that's pretty much the auto. So there it is. That's the guy, G-Way, who was murdered last night. Let me go into my Instagram real quick. I can't show you the DM, personal messages. But I would just read from there. And if anybody want to call in, the number is scrolling on the bottom. Hold on. Let me see what the fuck she said. It's definitely a picture of the rental property. Disturbance between a victim and another unknown male at the home, which led to a shooting. Witnesses stated there before several people observed. Hold on. Several people observed leaving the scene and vehicles immediately after the shooting. So basically, you know, that rental place was rented. So who rented out the spot? And an argument ensued. That was around 3 a.m. or 3:30 a.m. And an argument happened between somebody, whoever the person was, and he was murdered. I will try to find his picture, but his name was G-Way. That is J. Prince Jr. Nephew. Excuse me, cousin. Now, if he was there, see, now it's going to make me want to go to the scene and shit like that, go to the video, see if we see his face in there. However, is he trying to, you know, loosen up, you know, loose ends, you know what I'm saying? Like kill the dead weight, meaning, you know, people who may have something, some valuable information for, you know, what happened to Takeoff. You know, this is hypothetical. This don't, you know what I mean? I don't want to jump out the window, you know what I'm saying? Because niggas die every day, B. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Cam. So that could be some other nigga shit, because there's always nigga shit happening. There's always nigga shit happening. So is this related to the case where Takeoff was murdered? We don't know. All we know is G-Way is J. Prince Jr.'s cousin that was murdered last night. An argument ensued. If it was planned, I don't think any argument would have ensued. Niggas just would have bust up in there and start smoking shit. Or the plan could have been to start an argument and kill him. Who knows? There's different scenarios. You know what I'm saying? Bars again. But there's different scenarios to as how a person would set somebody up. But if you a hit squad and motherfuckers like, yo, nigga, I need you to, you know, da 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 da, you know, niggas will wait. And I don't, you shouldn't just have to kill people in front of a whole bunch of people. Let me say it better like this. If it was a hit, I don't think somebody will go into a crowded party, a party where there's eyewitnesses, okay, and go in there and just shoot somebody in front of people. Even if you have a mask, you still giving up your physical appearance, you know, your posture, your weight, your height, on what van you jumped in, what car you jumped in. It could be stolen, but some of your identity will be. You understand what I'm saying? So I don't want to relate this case to Takeoff. Could it have been? Could J. Prince be cutting some loose ends? Could this be a get back for the murder of Takeoff? We don't know. You know what I'm saying? But hold on. Let me see. Even if it is family, make me believe he ratted little Cam and then waited until he was in custody to rat out Patrick, declare his name. He got out from a bed before. He did that so people could think little Cam snitched. On the lawsuit, the judge ordered Patrick to stay away from Shakur Stevenson and the family of J. Prince Jr. and family. Yeah. The rental property he had, a gathering. They need to investigate who rented it. She be on it. She be really on it though. He shot him in the head. Yeah, he got shot in the head and all that. So, yeah. Who knows what happened, man? Who knows what happened? Could it be some loose ends? You know what I'm saying? That probably was planned. Okay. I don't know, man. I really don't know. But one thing I do know, Takeoff is no longer here. That's what I do know. And oh, okay, I got another call. Let me take this call then. We're going to switch to Shanquella real soon. But if y'all want to call in, the number is, let me put the number in real quick. So if anybody want to call in, since Blog Talk is acting reasonable today. So if y'all want to call in, the number is right there on the screen. Call that number if anybody have any thoughts. All right, area code 214. What's up, family?
Hey, what's up, Mike? What's up, baby?
How you doing, family? What's going on? What's going on?
Man, you know, man, hey, man, I'm calling out of Houston, Texas, man. You know what time it is, Mike, man. Come on, man. You know what time it is, man.
Oh, come on, man. All right, I know. Come on, man.
You
all right, so
look, man, it's just another day in the city, man. You know, it's just how it is, man. Look, Google right now, Houston has over 5,000 unsolved murders. It's just how it is. I'm glad that this dude, Clark nigga, I'm glad that he got caught. I ain't trying to overthink nothing, Mike. I know you got other callers, but hopefully he's guilty, and hopefully it just be like, bro, y'all just need to turn yourself in, bro. Come on now, man. Let's take off, bro. Come on, my nigga. Y'all killed a legend, man. Come on, man. Y'all killed a legend, man. Come on now, man.
Yo,
come on, man. Nah, man. we'll rock like that in the side, homie. We'll rock like that. Ain't no beef in ATL, Houston. Ain't no beef. We'll rock like that in Texas. Real shit. Motherfucker need to turn himself. Excuse me for my language. He need to turn himself in. They need to just do their little time. It is what it is, though. You know.
I hope so as well. But let me ask you a question. Since you in Houston, man. Come on, man.
I'm out here, man.
So what's the word out there? You know what I mean? You know the hood talk. You know, you don't have to give us, like, you know what I mean? But what's going on?
It's a lot of tension, you know? Like, Houston is really two cities. It's North Houston and South Houston. It's two different cities.
Right.
Me being a Houston native, I've never been to the North. Okay, the last time I've been to North Houston was like last year or something, like the last year and a half. I don't have no reason to go to the north side of Houston. So I'm just on the south side of Houston. Like, it's a lot of tension and shit. That happened downtown, you know what I'm saying? That happened at the House of Blues. So,
right.
Anytime you think about Jay Prince, you think about, like, mob ties, you think about, like a fucking another fucking like fuck it. Bro, that's out of my tax bracket, bro. I'm in the hood, my nigga. Jay Prince on the jet, my nigga. He on the jet somewhere. You hear me? Like, I don't know what the fuck going on, bro. It's like, I ain't trying to overthink this shit, but that could be a conspiracy. I don't know if Jay Prince has something to do with it. I'm not trying to vouch for that, but it's just kind of weird, my nigga. It's just kind of weird, though. That's all I got to say about that. It's kind of weird, though. I'm still not in the hood, you know what I'm saying, struggling and shit, bro. I'm just calling in, Mike. I respect your platform. I respect your channel. I've been watching for years, my nigga. I respect you, Mike, and I'm going to send that cash up. You already know.
All right, man. I definitely appreciate it, King, for real. Thank you. Come on, man.
I respect that. All right, yeah, already. Mike, peace.
Peace. Shout out to my Houston native. Come on, man. I mean, come on, man. If anybody want to call in, the numbers right there on your screen, 319-527-6193. Like I said, I've been off the grid for 2 days, taking care of what I need to take care of, okay? So we're gonna listen to the Nancy Grace joint on Shankwella. You know, I know y'all seen it already again. I was gone for 2 days. So, you know, I just want to catch up with my people. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man. So here's the place where he got murdered at. All right. First of all, I'm doing the 360 because I want to examine the fucking area. Anybody from Houston, man? Anybody that's around, man? Know where this area at, man? I wouldn't even be in this motherfucking crib, man. Because who knows, man? You know I'm only playing with y'all, but. I mean, it looks, you know what I mean? You know, I'm trying to examine the hood and all that. See, they should have had this fucking shit in Mexico so, you know, you could go to the actual place where the villa was. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I mean? Because it won't even let you go to the street. It won't even let you go to the street at all. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. All right, Bowen. Okay, so this is the place. Do anybody know where this place is at? So this is the place where Jay Prince Jr. Cousin was murdered at last night. So this is a rental property. You know? I mean, is this area a, you know what I'm saying? Is this area a fucking, You know what I'm saying? The hood, you know, where niggas at all the fucking time. I don't know. Look, in this day and age, I'm not going nowhere that's in areas like this. Was it you? I'm just kidding, but I just see this thing out and you digging in cans. Nigga. Let me stop because it's not funny. But I just don't want to go out no more like that. I don't. I really don't even, like, I don't trust anything. You know how people will live their life? You know, you live through all the trials and tribulations, hoods, crazy ass, Uncle Charles, I got you. Hold on, Uncle Charles. I see you in there. Hold on, Uncle Charles. But out of all the shit that we've seen and lived through, you know, I'm about to be 42 in 26 more days. God willing, I make it there. I know I am, but we just never know. But God, you do got me. Let me keep that energy high in the sky. But I seen a lot. Went through a lot. Like all of us did. I'm no different from you. You no different from me. We lived through a lot of shit. To as sometimes, depending on what experiences we have, we shouldn't even be here at this moment. We still here, so it's a reason. You know, people who grow up to be like 70, 80, and they wind up getting tragically murdered. Prime example. What's the dude name from? I forgot the actor's name, but he got murdered in Atlanta from coming from the store. The dude from, oh my God, Clockers. Set it off. The Luther's. Luther's janitorial. Shut the fuck up and get back to work, ladies and gentlemen. All right, Luther from Set It Off. The boss. I'm pretty sure y'all know what I'm talking about. Him. He got murdered. I hope y'all understand what I'm saying, man. Like, get the fuck out of here, man. So I don't want to really go nowhere. And plus, I've been, if anybody, I don't want to say too much, but if anybody know your life path number, pay attention to your life path number. I'm not giving out mine, but your life path numbers is really important. Start looking into some things, because who you are and how you act and how things play out, it's for a reason. Everybody name, the numbers in your name, all that's a reflection of you, your life path, why you are here. If you just think on a higher realm and just try to think outside the box, look in that mirror and speak to yourself. Think. You understand what I'm saying? Just look up your life path numbers and so forth and so on. And you'll figure this shit out. And my life path numbers I swear to God, exactly who I am. I'm an introvert, but I speak when necessary. I tell y'all, like, right here, yeah, this nigga Michael talk. See me in person. I don't fucking like you. Don't look at me. Why are you looking at me? You have anything to say? What's up? What? I just ignore people. So it's fucked up. I have to break out of that shell a little bit. I need to be more talkative. It really sounds crazy right now because I talk on air too much, but in person, when this camera shit off, leave me the fuck alone. And it's kind of bad sometimes, and I have to take ownership of who I am, and it's fucked up. Like, I'm very fucking moody, and it's bad. So I'm only human, you know. Anyway, I'm not gonna make it about me. Let me go to crazy ass Uncle Charles and put down the bear before you speak. What you want? God damn it. Uncle Charles, what you want?
What's up, Mike? Let me tell these gangsters and players and hustlers and niggas that's walking the street at night, let me tell y'all something. Maybe you don't want to listen to me, but that's fine. Because like I say, a lot of people don't like what I say. Well, guess what? If you hate me, I love you. And it will be my love that will set me free, and it will be your hate to keep your ass in bondage. And soon you will lie in a tomb, and my love will seal your doom. So do what you're supposed to do, brothers, and do the right thing. Let me tell y'all something, man. These niggas want to keep on going to jail and keep on. It was a time, Mike, that the goddamn Undertaker had a frown on his face. Why? Because he wouldn't get no motherfucking business. Not this motherfucker smiling ear to ear. Why? because he getting a 2-for-1 nigga every day. Every day he get a 2-for-1 nigga, and then sometimes he get a 6-pack of niggas coming on in the door at the funeral home. But if you don't care that about your life to the point where you want to end up in there with the rest of the people, because I'm going to tell you something, I've been in a funeral home, 2 of them. Wasn't nobody saying anything in that motherfucker. Wasn't nobody saying nothing. Let me tell you something. Let me tell y'all something, man. Back then, when your dad told you, my dad used to tell us, hey, when I come off work, you be here when I get here. See, nobody snuck out of no motherfucking house. You know why? My dad would have beat our brains out. We would have never thought about sneaking out of no house in the middle of the fucking night. And see, these grandmamas ain't like they used to be. Back then, my grandmama used to be, she was a member of the Shaolin Temple, you know, that Bruce Lee called it.
Oh, my God. Come on.
In your fucking, chopping in your motherfucking throat, man. I thought I'd like to die. My eye rolled up in my head, and I said, please, Lord, just give me my breath back. She chopped me in, she whooped my uncle ass. And my uncle, let me tell you something. She hit my uncle with a strap, and her hand never left her fucking body. And that's what I'm saying. Then she asked the rest of us, do we want some, too? Hell no, we don't want none of that. Because see, back then, your grandpa was your grandpa. My grandpa, when we knocked, somebody knocked on our door, we went to the door, boom, 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 boom. Who is it? He don't go to that door, son. I said, why not, granddaddy? Death out there. And now, I'm an older man, and hell, I don't answer my goddamn door after 6 o'clock. If you knock, nigga, you better be the FBI, because I ain't answering that motherfucker. I'm telling that right now. Your ass going to be out there. I'm telling that right now. So, you know, what do y'all want to do? Y'all niggas, man, you want to be in the limelight? You want to do all this shit? But go ahead. It's a price with that. It's a price with that. Because I'm going to tell you something. What the fuck you think they're going to do when we go out to that grave, y'all, with your ass? With your dead ass? What you think we're going to do? Huh? Stay out there with your funk ass? Oh, no. We going home. People got a pot of greens on the stove and got goddamn cornbread cooking. Anybody finna fuck around with you no more? The only thing that a grave y'all is living is a motherfucking ass. That's the only thing that's living out there. And them motherfuckers come up to me and say, hey, you don't need no business. I said, motherfucker, as long as I'm alive, I don't need your business. I worked at a funeral home for 6 months. I worked at a funeral home. The guy I worked for came to funeral. This nigga used to order his food date. He used to order his food. Let me get a cheeseburger and a shake. And he said that like he wasn't going to order that shit no goddamn more. This is what I'm talking about. So, fellas, what you supposed to do? If you're going to do music, if you're going to fight, use your fucking hands. Damn all these damn guns and shit. Every time I look around, some nigga making a song, talking about putting holes in nigga's chest and wearing a nigga up. Nigga, let me tell you something. First of all, start with this nigga. Damn shooting somebody. Nigga, start with your hygiene. Because a lot of niggas around here are knocking motherfuckers the fuck out because they won't take a goddamn bath. How in the hell can your woman get up and inside of her bed white and then you get up the damn bed black? Nigga, that means you get your funk ass in that goddamn tub. And then somebody throw a piece of ice in your mouth, the shit start boiling. Niggas, change up and start with yourself. Build yourself up and... your life first before you go out there changing somebody else's life and taking somebody's son or somebody's daughter. Do that. Start with your crazy ass first, because I'm going to tell you right now, nigga, they're making jams for your ass. I'm telling you. You're going to keep on till nigga going to put some peanut butter on your back. And I don't told you. That's all I got to say for you.
Shit. Nigga, you ain't breathe. Son, you good. Your breathing, your breath control is serious. But, yo, Uncle Charles, you are one of a kind, man. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Peace. That nigga is catnip, man. Catnip. That nigga is catnip. That nigga was born by the river in a little fucking tent. You know what I mean? It's been a long motherfucker. Yo, that nigga is country. Salute to my dude, man. I love y'all niggas, man. Salute. Anybody else want to call in, please do. My nigga was born by the river. Nigga said, put peanut butter on your back. That nigga is crazy. Anyway, if anybody else want to talk about this, I do a brief recap before I go to the Shankweller. So let me play this news article again, all right? Let me play these two, talk a little bit more about it. I'll take maybe one or two calls, then we're going to get to the Nancy Grace shit. But I will just ask people, please make sure y'all share that I'm on. If y'all are... entertain, you know what I mean? If y'all would like to show love to the platform, please do. You understand what I'm saying? I would gladly appreciate y'all, all right? I'm not asking for too much. And I don't give a fuck what you're talking about or what you think. But with that being said, let's go right here. Let me share my screen. Uncle Charles is fucking crazy. And Uncle Charles, I'm gonna be calling you soon because I got some shit. I got some shit to work to do with this guy. You know, I'm gonna keep him on the platform and shit. All right, hold on, where I'm at. Damn, I gotta delete a lot of this shit. We're gonna do a brief recap. All right. All right, right here. We're gonna go back. Pretty sure some of y'all already know this, but
take your seat.
I hate when they do that shit. You gotta catch it. It's been a long time for me. Now we're gonna have to hear this fucking commercial. Hold on.
Thank you for joining us. I'm Andy Sirota. The man accused of killing Migos rapper Takeoff in downtown Houston last month faced a judge this morning.
54 now has the newest hardwood tile.
Are you fucking kidding me? Yo, you remember this nigga from Home Improvement? Sometimes white people age like cottage cheese, man. He's aging pretty good, man. If y'all remember him.
KPRC Tuesday, Taisha Walker joining us live from downtown Houston with more on what happened inside the courtroom. Taisha, good morning.
Andy, good morning. Clark appeared before a judge today. This was his second appearance, his arraignment, and his appearance was very brief, lasting less than 5 minutes. We want to get to video of Clark in court this morning wearing an orange jumpsuit and handcuffs as he stood beside his attorneys as they requested a bond reduction hearing. That hearing has been scheduled for next Wednesday. His attorneys say $2 million is not reasonable or comparable to other bonds of other murder suspects. Prosecutors say Clark was seen on video pointing and firing a gun toward a group of people gathered outside of the downtown bowling alley for a private party on November 1st. They say a bullet from Clark's gun killed Kirshnick Ball, whose rap name is Takeoff. Investigators used a wine bottle with Clark's fingerprints to connect him to the crime. Investigators say when they arrested the 33-year-old, he had a passport and an itinerary for Mexico. Clark's attorneys did not deny that this morning.
That's true. However, there's other circumstances surrounding that. That was something that was already pre-planned, and it was counseled before he was arrested. So I think that's important. He wasn't trying to go anywhere.
Clark's attorneys also say the situation is tragic and happening far too often in the community, but they say their client, Clark, is innocent until proven guilty, and they hope that people do not rush to judgment. We did try to get...
How the fuck you talking about don't rush to judgment when the motherfucker is on camera shooting a gun? I would love to go to the video again, but I don't want to go through that shit no more. We have seen the video 1,000,008 times. Okay? He is the nigga on camera pointing the gun. Now, will they disclose that video to the public? That is something that we all want to see. I want to see that. You know? I want to see that shit. Montrese, I got you. I see you on the line. Hold on. But what I'm saying is, why is he getting bail knowing that y'all say that he's on video pointing the gun? They're not saying there was other people shooting the gun. They didn't even say Migo Bands, but we know Migo Bands was shooting as well. And how, let me make sure I frame this right. They see Migo Bands on camera shooting. You know, we all seen it. I don't think that they are looking at him as a suspect. They probably looking at him as a security doing his job. Because they will be reporting they are looking for two suspects, one to be, or another suspect that's yet to be been captured is the one that you see on the video, da-da-da-da-da. Now, remember early reports that they were saying they were looking for one suspect that was seen shooting on camera? Remember? And we all thought it was Migo Bands. But see, the media is so particular on how they give out information. Could they have really been talking about Patrick this whole time? Because they don't even have Migo Bands. And why would Migo Bands be on the run knowing on camera he's there to protect him and so off and so on? So he didn't initiate the shooting. Y'all get what I'm saying? Are y'all following me? I don't know, but what I'm saying is, what if they was looking at Patrick the whole fucking time? Because it's been over a month. Mego Ben has not been questioned, and we all know, we all see it. It's publicized that he's on camera shooting as well. So it's kind of crazy, man. It's really a toss up, and I'm gonna play this one again. Hold on, I have to. Hold on.
Now that you're relaxed, I hope you have a great night of sleep ahead of you.
I gotta wait till this damn commercial gone. I might not want to call you in the morning. I might have to refresh this screen because they said something in the article. They pretty much said the same thing, but they was talking about his assets. So how the fuck you get all that money? Let me refresh this screen. Oh, shit. It's kind of freezing up. There it goes. The shit froze up. I don't know if y'all can hear me, but my whole screen just froze up just now. Shit. Okay, we good now. So I'm going to have to X that out. Let me X that one out. Come on, y'all. Come on. Come on. All right. Hold up. Let me go to this. Yeah, it definitely looks, you know what I mean? All right. While I get this together, Montrese, you on the air. What's up, family? While I fix this. What's up?
What's good, bro?
I'm good. I'm good. Let's get it.
Yo, that nigga Uncle Charles, bro.
Yeah, that nigga one special breed. What was poppin'?
I wish that nigga was my uncle. Man, I would just ask dude one question, man, like, was it worth it, man? Your life is over, bro. Like, they can put whatever they want to put out there about what they gonna do to him and how the court case is gonna go, but I know how that shit gonna go. He going down, bro. And I don't know about Mego Bands. I'm pretty sure they might not be saying nothing, but I'm sure they looking at him too. If everybody making videos about it and talking about it, but I wish Takeoff was still here, bro. I wish that wouldn't happen, bro.
See, here's the thing. Here's the thing. And this is why I need people to call in, because people. Like Lee Ram, however you want to pronounce it, because a lot of people are saying that it's a sacrifice. I need y'all to call in and explain that. You understand what I'm saying? I need you to elucidate on that. Like, why do you feel that it's a sacrifice? It could be. However, I just need a critical analytical perspective of why it could be from your perspective. So if you would like to call in, the number is right there on the screen as you see, 319-527-6193. Can somebody call in and give me that perspective of why you feel it is a sacrifice? Not saying that it can't be. No, YouTuber has this video, but we had all the other videos from all other sides. That's crazy. All right. But go ahead, son, before I play this video.
There you go. Sacrifices, bro. You're not going to hear that shit from me because I think that's ignorant shit, bro. I think that's ignorant shit. I don't feed into that because I'm a real, like, I listen to Spirit Box sessions and shit. And it's like, bro, they sound, you can tell that's that person, bro. I just believe that the way that the world is now, the videos that they portray, no matter who passes or what happens, there's always going to be that one person that's going to say it's a sacrifice. When, like, this is a part of life. So I don't feed into that. I don't dig in that rabbit hole, that Illuminati conspiracy bullshit, because I'm too old for that, bro. Shit happens.
Now, KK, you made a valid point. See, like, again, let me just tell you, I'm objective. I'm in the middle, and I like to see things from all perspectives because everybody could be right in their own right. But like you said, you haven't invited someone to your birthday party and let your guests get hurt. No, you treat your guests well. And that is absolutely, though those are in question as well, cause especially when we see the video of him chilling with Jazz Prince. and the dude that's sitting in the back with Migo Benz, the nigga with the black hoodie, this, that, and third. So you invited him to this party, this private party, and it's your birthday. I don't know who invited who, but just say Jazz Prince invited the Migos to come. So let's just say that. And you leave him there. You leave your own party and keep him there to be monitored by your brother, J. Prince Jr., and knowing that this dude, Little Cam, don't like the Migos. And that picture that always bothered me as him standing there across from the pool table looking at him. Like, you see Little Cam, he was just being a pest that whole fucking night, I could tell. Because when he was saying he lost his phone or whatever, in the way Quavo, like, grimaced, the way his facial expression was towards Little Cam, because it sounded like that was his voice saying something, you know what I'm saying? But anyway, it could have been, I don't know if it could have been a setup, but I would say I am pretty sure since 2018 that J. Prince Jr. know that these little niggas has smoke for the Migos. Because if he's saying this in 2018 and he's always around the family and knowing how the ties that they have with QC in them, I'm pretty sure that he let it be known he don't like this nigga. He don't like them niggas. So that everything come into question.
Mm.
You feel me? But anyway, it's all right. What's up?
No, I just, you know what I'm saying, bro? To be honest, bro, I feel like somebody was cheating. And you know what I'm saying? They got called out on that shit. It's a dice game, bro. I don't even engage in dice games. Like I said before, bro, I can see a group of niggas at a gas station. I ain't even going to that gas station, bro.
Yeah.
I don't like negative activity, bro. I stay away from that shit. And that's negative. Anytime you go somewhere when it's a bunch of niggas gambling, bro, it's always going, you got to remember, bro, it's the Migos, man. They got haters everywhere. You will come up. You a lick, bro. That's just how it is. You a lick.
Right.
You know, if anything, it is a setup, not a sacrifice. If anything, it's just a setup.
But right.
Somebody was probably cheating.
Absolutely, man. But hey, man, you know, I appreciate you calling in, King.
For sure, bro. You know I got you, man.
All right, peace.
Peace.
All right. Again, if y'all would like to show love to the platform, please do. If y'all would love to donate to the platform, please do. It was something else I was just about to say, too, about this. Damn, it kind of slipped my mind. All right, let's play this. And I think it'll come back to me about this Little Cam stuff. Yeah, let's play this again.
And accused of killing Migos rapper Takeoff, appearing before a Harris County judge. Clark's bond set at $2 million, but his lawyer wants that amount reduced. Our Gerald Harris live downtown with the latest on this high-profile case. Gerald?
Yeah, lawyers for Clark are trying to get changes made to his bond, and this comes after prosecutors accuse Clark of allegedly trying to flee the country. Patrick Clark entered the courtroom handcuffed in an orange jumpsuit days after Houston police arrested him. Prosecutors accused Clark of pulling the trigger, killing Migos rapper Takeoff.
This morning, basically, it was just formality. We set this for a bond reduction hearing next week on Wednesday. We think that's important that his constitutional rights are protected.
In a jail intake form, Clark describes himself as a self-employed DJ with total assets of $0.
That boy damn sure has some money, but you know, I know the difference between assets and things of that nature.
This
is very early on. There is a lot of investigation that needs to be done. There are a lot of witnesses that need to be talked to, and there are a lot of things that we need to do.
But a pressing question many had concerned the recently purchased passport, large sums of cash, and a planned trip to Mexico by Clark, which prosecutors used to argue he was a possible flight risk.
Other circumstances surrounding that was something that was already pre-planned, and it was counseled before he was arrested. So I think that's important. He wasn't.
Ooh, she got in this camera shot. Love, you want to be nosy. Be nosy outside the camera shot. And you know what? I take that back.
In the meantime, lawyers for Clark are preparing to argue their client deserves a lower bond.
Something reasonable that, you know, been comparable to
her ass got about that shot.
who has no problem.
Oh, shit. But, yeah, man, everything is still questionable. If they see this dude on camera shooting some fucking body, family, he should not get no fucking bond. Plain and simple. He should not get no bond. If anybody have any thoughts on this before we get to the Shane Krella thing, and I'm just going to leave it like that. Yeah, all this seemed kind of off. A lot of this shit is off, man. And Mike, do Clark have a criminal record? I am not sure. I'll have my people look into that. However, it doesn't even matter if he did or if he didn't, Weave, for the simple fact that he did it. Now, this picture right here, where we at? Right here, you see him in the shot right there. The dude is there. I'm not going to the video, y'all, so don't expect me to go to the video. But he's in the video, in the shot. He is the one that let off that. If anything, he probably was the first. Now, check it out. Now, we don't see him in the camera shot like that, especially from the other angle. The other angle, not this angle. The first angle, when you see Takeoff in the shot. We don't even see him in that shot. So when Chucky or Young No, aka Bushwick Bill's son, that got the Chucky doll, when he turns to the right and you hear the bah, and that's probably when he turned to the right, the Chucky doll, that's when this dude probably was trying to get up close and he probably seen something and bah, and shot him in the side or some shit like that. Who knows? Because that first shot was the torso shot. And Mingo Benz, as he was backing up, he did not know where it came from. Nobody knew this nigga probably shot like that. Nobody didn't know that he actually set it off with the shot. And this is what makes you think that Takeoff, man. I mean, excuse me. Quavo. That trigger word. Those trigger words. Let's go before I hurt somebody. He's like, yo, what? He probably not even. Don't forget somebody talking about. You gonna run them pockets, all of it. You know what I'm saying? You gonna run the pockets. Let's not forget those intricate details right there. Somebody was like, we gonna run them pockets, all them pockets. Let's remember that. Did they arrest Books for Bill's son? No, because he didn't. If anything, he didn't shoot. You know, we don't know. Patrick had a 2018 case, but it was what? But it was self-defense, and it got dropped. So he must have killed somebody before or shot somebody in self-defense. They said he beat a charge with self-defense. Okay, Crazy K. Okay, that's kind of crazy. Self-defense. Hey. He can't claim that shit now. How about that? He damn sure can't claim no self-defense because nobody had a gun. You know what I'm saying? And that's fucking crazy because that first shot, Mingo Benz backed up. And Quavo was gone. Pew! I mean, I understand. You know, when you hear a shot, you out. You know what I mean? You ain't really got time to think. You know what I'm saying? You're not thinking. Your first reaction is the boogie, the be out. But I'm like, yo, take off. Come on. Something, yo. Come on, Neff. Something. Take. Come on, let's go. Or something. He was out. I'm not saying that he left him because, you know, in all reality, when we hear a shot, we boogie. That's just a natural reaction when a shot go off. If it's far away, you kind of flinch a little bit, see what direction it's coming from. Then boom, you keep it pushing. But if that shit is close enough, nigga, you out. You know? But damn, why he shoot Takeoff though? Knowing Takeoff didn't do nothing. Knowing he's in the cut chilling, he ain't do nothing. Why would you shoot this dude, man? Why? Why would you shoot the dude? The nigga had nothing to do with nothing. He's in the cut. And I'm going to keep saying this shit. I'm pretty sure that he had a gut feeling shit ain't right. That's why he's not in none of the footage, none of the pictures when they was at that stupid nigga-ass fucking party, private party. He was in a cut chilling. Some says he was too high. Sometimes he was, they quote, allegedly, quote, unquote, that, you know, he was too high, or he was, you know, not himself, or whatever it was. But damn, sometimes, and a lot of the times, the person who's supposed to get it lives to tell the story. They peoples or that's around them wind up being the ones that get killed. It happens all the fucking time. And Takeoff is a prime example. You know, I'm not putting anything on Quavo, but this is so fucked up, bro. So fucked up. And the witnesses, over 30 plus witnesses, is not saying anything. You said that man was comfortable. I mean, we all have our own way of perception. So you could be right. You could be wrong. I could be right. I could be wrong. These are all assumptions, legitimate assumptions. So regardless of how you feel, Baltimore's own, if you wasn't there, you don't fucking know. Have you ever been in a situation where you felt uncomfortable, but you stayed because your boys is there? Things happen. So I just know I just been in quite a few situations, man. Dangerous, crazy situations. And I know I'm not the only one. But just sometimes you got to just peep the room, peep the energy. And sometimes when you peep the energy, you still stay around because your peoples is around. You want to make sure they get out safe sometimes. You know what I mean? You just do it without even saying anything. You just, you know what I mean? All of these are intuitions, gut feelings, but you still stay without even saying anything sometimes. These are just shit that just be happening. And maybe he just didn't want to leave his uncle. They in another town. They don't got no security. Their lives is in their hand. Anything can happen. That's a dangerous way to be put in. All that fucking money that they had, they should have paid for professional help. I don't know what that is. Oh, I don't care what nobody says, son. Black people is going to always find a way to make you feel embarrassed or to make you feel like something is wrong with you. This is what we do as a fucking community. We can't wait to make you look stupid. We can't wait to make you feel some kind of way about yourself. We can't wait to clown you. We can't wait to just have something negative to say. That's what niggas do. You can't even say big words around niggas. They make you feel weird about that. Niggas. But I love my black people. You nigga thinking motherfuckers. Okay? If you have professional security or police, niggas that say you ain't gangster. You stupid motherfuckers. So you rather niggas hang around niggas that got felonies, niggas that got unlicensed guns. You're not thinking. So you're pussy, you ain't gangster because you hiring professional people that has the legal right to fucking murder you if you put this person in harm's way. And I am a multimillionaire. These other rappers, I don't care how lyrically inclined or good their music is. They are stupid. If they talking about I got 100 niggas around me and da 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 da, we don't need no security. You're stupid. Because all them 100 niggas that's around you, majority of them niggas got felonies, they probably criminals, unlicensed guns, and when it happened, guess what happens to you as the fucking rapper? You're going to jail because you're associated with them. Ha ha ha, nigga. Or you could get killed because the 100 niggas that surround you, they want to drink, they want to pop them pills, they want to fuck them bitches, so their mind is not really on cue all the time because they want to do what you're doing. Professionals will be sober. They have an objective to do. Let all y'all niggas be oblivious and ha-ha-ha drinking and chasing bitches, all that stupid shit that you do, while they be on point because they're here to do a job. They want to get back to their family. So they're going to stay on point. They're going to stay sober. They're going to stay militant. They're going to stay watching your 12, your 6, 3, and your motherfucking 9 retarded-ass niggas. Black people, we have to stop thinking like that. Am I talking too much? I don't know. Maybe I'm talking too motherfucking much because I can't rant. Am I talking crazy? Am I making some kind of sense in here? I'm trying to figure, do I make some sense in here? I don't know. But I tell you one thing, I do know black people. I do know that we need to start changing the way our thinking process is. We have to start that shit. I don't give a fuck. Because we sure can't wait to make you feel some kind of way. You heard? But it's all fucking good, man. All right, so we're going to get right to it. And all this time, y'all still didn't show no love to the platform. It's all good, though. See how y'all niggas are. You know I ain't going to pull no fucking punches. Because y'all niggas, this y'all entertainment. Show some fucking love to the platform. God damn. I was going to play this girl, Cheryl's World, because she was talking something about, I just ran into her channel. She was talking about Geraldo and Zynga. So I might, you know, play her shit. I still got her shit up. So shout out to her. You know, her name is Cheryl's World. You know, I'll probably, you know, click on that in a little bit. You know, so salute to her and her following. I never knew who she was, but, you know, Mike, yeah, I need to get on their ass because a lot of niggas don't have to say shit. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck? Y'all niggas don't even, God damn. Something, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 12. What the fuck? Like, damn, nigga. But anyway, man, it's all good. All right, what am I doing here? Let me go to this. Yeah, niggas. All right, so let's go to Shanquella real quick, man. I got to turn that heat down. God damn. And let me put that link in there again, just in case I see somebody do something. That link is right there, y'all. Y'all see it? At one point, you have to go and realize being gangster isn't what it is. Grow the fuck up. Yeah, absolutely. And these older niggas that be on the block ain't no fucking better. Casino said it best. I love using this quote, man. An older nigga and a young nigga speaking the same language. Who's teaching who, man? This is why I like to just shut up and listen. I am a listener. I like to listen. When I hear something, I keep it. Eat the meat, spit out the bones. These young niggas and these older niggas, it's the older niggas that's fucking up too. Because y'all niggas be acting like y'all don't have no sense. Y'all niggas try to fit in. No, you supposed to be having them fit in with your mindset. Because the young niggas going to do what they want to do regardless. But if you just plant some seeds in their head, maybe they'll move a little different or get out a little sooner. So it's the OGs. Or the wise-minded men that's of a certain age, you have to understand that nobody can tell you what to do when you was young. So now you grew up, you moved away from that kind of lifestyle, and you see things just a little bit differently. So you should take that experience and understand that you ain't going to be able to tell these young niggas to stop doing what they're doing. Only thing you could do is plant seeds into their head, and eventually, if they get it, they get it. If they don't, they don't. You can't force people to do nothing. You bring them to the water. You led them to the path where the water is. It's up to them to fucking drink it. You wash your hands now. But try to help these motherfuckers. Plant some seeds. Don't try to fit in with them when you know the path and destruction where they leading up to. Just try to plant seeds as much as possible. That's all. I blame some of these older niggas. That's why when I be going to my hood, like Sportito, I love my boy Sportito, my boy Sports Son. You know what I mean? I try, even though he's a bad motherfucker. Yeah. I know somebody from my hood probably going to relate it to him. Tell him that's my guy. I love him. He always show me love, show me respect. So Sportito, man, bad pain in the ass. Always in trouble, but every time when I see him, I always try to make sure he all right. You good? My little nigga Doc Carter. You know what I'm saying? Even though I know what it is, I always try to tell him. You know what I'm saying? He will always say, you might always try to tell me, like, yo, son, you know, something is better for your life, you know, this, that, and the third. But if you start moving and shaking how I used to move and shake and how we always used to see motherfuckers in the projects moving and shaking, it's understandable. But just know the consequences of this shit. And to the ones that at least sit there and listen to what you got to say, give them that. Their life is their life, but we gotta hold a lot of these OGs responsible, or these older niggas responsible to at least plant the seeds in these young ones. At least try. That's all you can do. You know what I mean? So salute to my boy Sportito, little Doc Carter, you already know, and a few others. Salute to y'all, man. Hopefully y'all good. So with that being said, man, we're going to go to this shit here. All right? Motherfucker who? Where I'm at? Oh, hold on. Sorry. Okay. Hold on. Let me fix this shit here. Yeah, we ain't going to be here too long. This the Nancy Gray joint. I'm just going to play a little bit of this. Of this Nancy Gray shit. Okay? Just a little bit. Just a little bit. Let's hear what she got to say. All right, all right, all right. Yo, I got to cut this shit
one
off.
More step in life. I just want you to imagine this. I can hardly even say this with my daughter in my mind. You get your beautiful, wonderful girl through high school. She's fabulous. You get her to college. She's on the verge of graduating. So proud. She goes on a little girls' getaway, girls' weekend. Then you get a call that she's dead. Just let that soak in just for a moment. You get a call, your baby is dead. Because that is what happened to Miss Robinson, Miss Almandra Robinson. Her beautiful girl, the world in front of her, on the verge of graduating Winston-Salem State in business.
Thank you, Moochie, Monique, and Shay Gem Dropper. Thank you for your donation. Appreciate it.
Goes away for a girl's getaway. And now she's dead. Not at the hands of some masked intruder. Not a drive-by shooting. On a girl's getaway with her friends. How can she be dead in the hotel room? I'm Nancy Grace. This is Crime Stories. Thank you for being with us here at Fox Nation and Sirius XM 111 with me and all-star panel to make sense of what we know right now. But I want you to hear her mother, who is with us right now, as she was speaking to CBS.
I received a call on Saturday saying that my daughter was sick and that she had alcohol poisoning. But a doctor had never arrived, so I don't know where he got the alcohol poisoning from. So at that time, they said a doctor was on the way to examine her. And she wasn't responding, as they told me, that she was resting a little bit, but she wasn't all the way responding as normal. I told them to keep me informed, and I wanted to know why they couldn't take her to the emergency room. They said because they needed $5,000 cash to be seen in the emergency room. And I said, well, she has insurance. And they said they didn't take insurance by being out the country.
I mean, this girl actually worked in the insurance field. Everything that I just heard.
Oh, and I forgot too. Hold on. Let me show this. I already saved it. Let me show y'all this real quick. I forgot to show y'all this. Well, I just started talking about her. So hold on one second. Let me show y'all this. Hold on. I got you. Hold on, y'all. Hola, soldiers. All right. Hold on. It's pulling up. I got to share my screen. So hold on to the soldier them. All right. Come on now. All right, here we go. So this is where she's supposed to have got a PP loan or some shit like that, right? Independent contracting, small business. Hold on. I should be able to go to the next picture. All right. I might have to... Let me see. Yeah, because I got to be careful. I don't want to show up. I want to try to see the wrong shit now. Woo, boy. You know, I don't be playing, goddamn. Camel toe shots up in this motherfucker. meat cleavers, mine. Pauses for the pauses. So I got to make sure y'all, you know what I mean, everything is all right on this damn screen now, okay? I got to make sure, you know? Yeah, Shay Jim Mocha. This is not Mike Larry After Dark. Now, if this, see, y'all, some, oh, Shay Jim dropping, you know. Y'all know about the Mike Larry After Dark now, okay? The private room, nigga. I done did some things I'm not proud of, okay? There's some things I'm not proud of. But I'll leave that one right. Well, I'll leave it right there. When I mean not proud of, I am proud of it. So, you know, shut the fuck up, Mike. That's what I'm going to do. All right? I don't want no more trouble out this motherfucker. I'm all right. I am all right, baby. Man, please. It's always somebody that is trying to disrupt what's going on. Come on. We ain't doing that. No. We're not doing that. See, when you say shit out of plan, people be listening and then nah, hold on, let me put my shit on. Nah, we not doing that. We not don't call me in the middle of my show. Don't do that. Don't fucking do that. God damn. Motherfuckers be waiting to hear some shit and call. Stop. Don't fucking do that. Get out of here. I'm going to be me, motherfucker. Okay? Don't be calling me. Fuck out of here with that shit, man. Fuck out of here. It's always something. Hold on. I'm trying to get the other one that shows what her name on it. Because she did get a PPP loan. Hold on. I'm trying to. It shows her name. Did I save it? Hold on. Well, you can't say, motherfuckers be waiting for the negative shit to come out your mouth just to have something to say, stop. It's before you. Oh, it says it right here. Blood clot. All right. Do I have it? Shit. Hold on. Let me share my screen again. Shit. Fuck out of here. Right here. God damn it. Shanquella Robinson and Charlotte, da 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 da. Two PPP loans for a total of $41,666. That right there. Independent contracting, and you know what I mean? So niggas was hating on her because she got that PPP loan and knew what to do with it. And knew what to do with it and had that business. I think Khalil got one as well, too. Khalil Cook got a PPP loan as well. And me, with my own LLC, I didn't even do the PPP loan. I should have, yo, and I tried. It was too much. And at that time, I don't know what it was. I wasn't that focused at the time. I should have did that PPP loan. I really should have. I really should have. And I have my LLC still. So, come on. I was fucking up. But anyway, let's get back to the subject at hand. Let's go. Share my screen again. Let's get it, man. Fuck. Do 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 do.
Is a lie. Everything that this mother was told about the death of her baby girl is a lie. Assume nothing. When you go into an investigation, you believe nobody and no thing that you hear. How in the H-E-double-L is this girl resting as opposed to being taken down to the emergency room to H-E-double-L with the price?
Thank you, Emerald, for your donation. Thank you.
She is dead and was never taken to the ER. And I don't buy for 1 minute that this girl, this beautiful young 25-year-old girl, was resting. That's total BS. Now, listen to this.
I tell them just keep me informed, and they do get called back, but they're still saying it was alcohol poisoning. So by later on that evening, they called and said that Shankola had passed. And at that point, you know, it just took my heart, crumbled up, you know, just knowing my child was gone, and I couldn't get there to her, could not do anything. And they said the medics came, 3 medics came, and no one could do anything, couldn't save
her. I'm so mad right now, I could chew a nail in half. Joining me, an all-star panel to make sense of the facts as we know them right now, keeping in mind that everything we're learning right now is a lie. I want to go to her mother. I want to go to Shinquella's mother. With me, Mrs. Salamandra Robinson. Miss Robinson, I cannot tell you how sorry I am for what you and your family are going through. When I leave the children at school in the morning and I see that phone ring, I'm already in the car on the way because I know something's wrong. And I cannot imagine how you felt when you get a call that something is wrong with your girl and she's resting and she can't come to the phone to talk to you. Oh, hell no. Uh-uh. What happened? Just take it from the top, if you don't mind, Miss Robinson.
Well, like I said, they was saying that she was resting and she wasn't really responding. That's why they called the ambulance. And when the ambulance got there, they said the ambulance was working on her. And as I got from reports saying that the ambulance was working on her for 2 to 3 hours, but no one ever decided to take her to the hospital.
Mm-mm. Now, here's another thing. How can you be resting and unresponsive? Like when they try to, did they try to get her to talk to you on the phone? Well, start at the beginning. When you get the call, where are you?
When I get the call, I was out eating.
Okay, so in you were in North Carolina?
Yes.
So North Carolina time, it was what, 7 o'clock at night?
It would have been about 6 or 7.
Okay, so she is in San Jose del Cabo, Mexico. So that I think would have been 3 hours behind, like they're on California time, correct?
Yes.
So 4 p.m. their time, 7 p.m. ish your time. You get a call, and who called you?
Khalil Cook.
Who's that?
That's what been her best friend.
Did you say Saleha Cook?
No, Khalil Cook.
Oh, the man.
Yes.
And he was a friend of hers. He had gone on family vacations. You knew him, right?
Yes.
Okay. Were they romantically involved?
No.
Okay. Just a friend. Look, it happens. A lot of people can't believe that happened. Can happen. I've had a best friend since law school, a best friend man, study partners the whole way through. So it does happen. So Khalil Cook is her friend. And he calls you, correct?
Yes.
And he says what to you?
That Shanquilla wasn't feeling good. He thinks she had drunk too much. She had alcohol poison. And I say, what is alcohol poison? Because I didn't even know what alcohol poison was.
Okay. With me, someone that can answer that question very well, Dr. Kendall Crowns, Chief Medical Examiner, Fort Worth, lecturer at University of Texas and Texas A&M, faculty, University of Texas Medical Branch. Dr. Crowns, what is alcohol poisoning?
Alcohol poisoning is when you get so much alcohol in your system that it actually is fatal to your body. Alcohol can be toxic to your heart and also your liver. So when you have a really, really high level of alcohol, it can cause basically poisoning of these organ systems. So it's usually seen in someone who has been binge drinking. And you know, the standard alcohol level is, legal limit is about 0.08 in most jurisdictions. And once you get into a 0.3, 0.4 area, most people will have so much alcohol on board that it will kill them. And that is a lot of alcohol.
Okay, so, hold on. I'm trying to reconcile what you're saying with what Miss Robinson was told. Take a listen to our friend Victor Canato.
On October 29th, one of the guests staying at the resort called for help around 2 p.m. Upon arriving, medical professionals were informed that Robinson had drunk a lot of alcohol. A doctor reportedly says she was stable but dehydrated, suggesting she may be treated at a hospital. The guests insisting she remain at the villa. A police report stating Robinson went into cardiac arrest and was declared deceased around 6 p.m.
There you go. That's why she didn't go to the hospital. Did you hear that? The guests, her girlfriends, insisted she stay there at the hotel. That's why she wasn't taken to the hospital. Now, wait a minute. She went into cardiac arrest.
according to what we just heard. But none of this is fitting together. Take a listen to our friends at ABC.
But those reports differing from an autopsy obtained by ABC News stating that medical professionals arrived at the villa around 3 p.m. and declared her dead within 15 minutes, citing that Robinson died from a severe spinal cord injury and a dislocated neck.
But this to happen to her is just terrible, you know. I just couldn't believe it. It's like I'm still asleep, like a nightmare.
On game night, there's only one food delivery service. It's a slam dunk, a layup, a game winner. Oh, sorry, got a bit carried away there. It's Grubhub. For game night eats, late night treats, the sweet and salty faves you crave, lazy lunches, delicious family dinners, and more. It's all about the Grubhub. Grubhub is there when you need it most, offering up everything you want from national favorites to the best-kept secret spots in town, ensuring there's truly something for everyone. And right now, Amazon Prime members get a year of Grubhub Plus for free. So you pay $0 in food delivery fees when you order from your favorite restaurants. Visit goforgrubhub.com/Amazon for details. How amazing is that? Grubhub gift cards are the perfect gift this holiday season for everyone on your list. Download the Grubhub app or visit grubhub.com today. Go for Grubhub.
The holidays are headed to your place with a special collection that's packing the cheer, all on Xfinity Flex. Host a movie marathon with winter favorites like Love Actually and Home Alone. Unwind with big laughs from hits like The Office and Elf. Or snuggle up with something new like Holiday in Santa Fe or Holiday Harmony. And keep festive tunes on repeat with North Pole Radio hosted by Santa from iHeartRadio. Whether you want to watch something fresh or familiar, you can feel the holiday spirit with Xfinity Flex. Say what to watch into your Xfinity voice remote.
Big thank you to our partner making today's Crime Stories possible. It's Sara Lee. Do you want to feed your family something nutritious and delicious, but your children are veggie resistant? Sara Lee believes in creating more moments of love at home, so they created the new Sara Lee white bread made with veggies. It's her favorite Sara Lee bread, now baked with the equivalent of 1 cup of veggies per loaf, fortified with vitamins A, D, and E, but with the delicious taste and soft texture you expect from Sara Lee. And it's made without artificial colors, flavors, or high fructose corn syrup, adding extra goodness to every meal. Say, see you later to mealtime struggles. Bring a little Sara Lee love to the table with the bread that's nutritious, disguised as delicious. Find Sara Lee white bread made with veggies at your grocery store. Thanks, Sara Lee, for being our partner. Stories with Nancy Grace.
I didn't hear none what was going on, but I'm going to try to stay tuned, all right? I'm not going to interrupt, but thank y'all for staying, you know, staying on and watching, all right? So we're going to keep it pushing. All right, I'll be back.
The reports from the Friend Girls are completely different from the autopsy. Did you hear that? To you, Mrs. Robinson, according to the documents from the EMTs, she was declared dead 15 minutes after they got there. They did not get there and work on her for 3 hours like you were told.
Yes.
She was declared dead within 15 minutes of the EMTs getting there, and the friends did not want her removed to the hospital. Do you understand that to be true now?
I understand that, you know, what is being said. You know, I don't know which way to believe. You know, I believe the autopsy. But
right.
The so-called friend, I just don't know what to say about them. I just think it was just terrible the way they done.
Sorry, like I said, I didn't hear this interview, but I'm glad she said she believes the autopsy like we all do. But at the end of the goddamn day, man, like, the doctor, police, Red Cross. If the autopsy says she was dead within 15 minutes, so if she was called at 214, 213, I actually looked up the distance. It's 47 minutes, still an hour. It's a 47-minute distance. When I come back, I'll show you the distance. but pretty much an hour. So by the time you get there, you see her dead. Why I just don't just go by that story. And again, I'm sorry, we all know, but we feel the reason why is because they wanted to cover it up because she was black, number one, and to make sure that the tourism continues. You know what I mean? But the doctors should be fired. What's her name? Carolina something something. I forgot the name, but her first name is Carolina with a K. Dr. Carolina something. I forgot it, the rest of it. But yeah, and Red Cross and the police, yeah.
And her, you know. All of this from alcohol poisoning, but yet the autopsy does not say anything about alcohol poisoning.
Oh, wait. Hold on. First of all, y'all can kiss my ass, okay? Because I was in the bathroom taking a shit, since you want to be nosy. I was shitting, not sleeping. I'm not tired yet, okay? So kiss my ass in advance, Cookie. No, I'm up. Y'all funny as hell. All right, but I'm going to let this rock out, all right? The doctor got there an hour late, yes. All right, let me continue to press play. I was shitting, okay? Shitting.
Dr. Kendall Crown, she died of a spinal cord injury. What's that?
Spinal cord injury is basically your cervical spine is you get injuries to your cervical spine from severe rotation or blunt trauma that results in your head being moved suddenly to one side or another, and that causes fracturing of the cervical bones that then result in damage to the spinal cord that ultimately results in your death, or potentially quadriplegia, meaning you can't move anything below the neck down.
Doctor, I was having a hard time taking in what you were saying. I got it because I'm seeing out of the corner of my eye a video that has emerged. And it is a video of this beautiful young girl, Shanquella Robinson, she's 25. She's naked. She's by her bed. It looks like she's just gotten up out of bed. And a woman is beating her dead. I'm looking at it right now. Now, I don't know all the circumstances, but I know another person, and I just saw a female hand come up in front of the video cam. There's somebody recording this brutal attack, and they beat her until she's down, and she's just sitting there like completely out of it from the beating, like a rag doll. And then once she sits down, this attacker then beats her in the head, and her head is just catapulted over to one side. Could that be what happened to Shanquella, Dr. Crowns?
Yes. So in the video, you can see there's the initial where the one female is hitting Shanquella multiple times in her head, but at some point she grabs her with her arm and then twists her head and body in a kind of a rotational motion, and then Shanquella is dropped to the ground, and she continues to hit her in the head and neck area. But if you look in the video, you notice that Shanquella is fighting back initially until the...
I disagree completely. She's shielding herself. She is not landing punches at all. I'm looking right at it. She's...
She also said no.
Yes, you're right.
Right. She definitely wasn't fighting back.
She had a chance to fight back.
Misstatement there. She
yes, definitely misstatement.
She's defending herself from the beating.
Like trying to hold her attacker back. She never gets a chance to defend herself. Mrs. Robinson, does she sleep without her clothes on?
Yes, she do.
So she was woken up out of her bed with one woman standing there videoing and the other woman hitting her like she's Muhammad Ali. And then the attacker, after she has beaten her, this defenseless naked girl who's just been woken up to a beating, she stands back. She steps back and bows back like she's about to put her hands over her head, like she's a champion. What is that, Dr. Bethany Marshall, psychoanalyst out of Beverly Hills? What is that behavior? She's crowing and preening for the video.
Nancy, this was, it would be a mistake to think this is just one woman killing this poor 25-year-old.
Who should I believe? You or my lying eyes? I'm looking right at it.
No, but I mean, when I say a mob attack, maybe there was one attacker, but this was group aggression towards Shanquilla. Group aggression because people are standing by, one person's videotaping, you can hear a voice of someone saying, oh, fight back, Quilla. As if this was, like you said, Muhammad Ali, they're really minimizing the fact that this poor girl is being killed. I mean, this is a homicide, obviously. But what was this group aggression towards her that we're witnessing? Were they envious of her? Did she have a better life than them? I mean, this is how I think as a psychoanalyst is beyond the brutality of this murder.
And who in the hay is videoing her? Ms. Robinson, do you know these women? Who are they?
I don't know the ones that's videoing her. I just know the one that was standing there beside Khalil Cook. And the other one, I didn't know him, the one that's saying fight back. I didn't know him.
Okay, hold on. Who is the person hitting her?
That's the DeAja girl. And I didn't know her. I just know they went to college together.
I've got DeJohnny Jackson. How are you saying it?
I think it's I don't know how to pronounce her name.
I've got DeJohnny. That could be, it's a crazy spelling. I don't know what it is. It looks like DeJohnny or Dejanay.
Her name is Dejanay. Yeah,
Dejanay, because it's got A-E on the end. You're right. Dejanay Jackson. Then you've got Winter Donovan, and it's spelled W-E-N-T-E-R. Is that another female?
Yes.
Then you've got Kalia Cook, the friend boy, the man.
Yes.
So it's those three and your daughter, Quella, correct?
Yes.
Guys, this is taking place at a very upscale resort in Mexico. It's, and you can look out the window of their Quilla's suite. It's beautiful. You look right out on the beach and the ocean, palm trees, sand. I mean, this is about less than 30 minutes from where you see Jennifer Aniston and all of her celebrity friends lounging and having a great time at Cabo San Lucas. That's where we're talking about. This is San Jose del Cabo. To you, Alexis Hereshchuk, joining me, investigative reporter with Crime Online. Alexis, thank you for being with us. Where is this place?
This place is still on the coast at the very bottom of the peninsula. It is about 30 minutes northeast of Cabo San Lucas, but it is still right on the beach, and this place where they were staying was a private beach club. They had access to a private beach, very exclusive, behind a gate. You had to have security to get in. This is not a shack on the beach at all. It is a very, very fancy place that they were all staying.
I mean, it looks really nice from what I'm seeing. And that just goes to show Robert Crispin. Robert joining me, private investigator, former federal task force officer with the U.S. Department of Justice, DEA, now private investigator at CrispinInvestigations.com. Robert, this goes to show you can be living in or staying in a five-star resort and crime will find you, and it's very often those that know you the best.
Well, the sad part about it is everyone gives the warnings about going to Mexico. Something's going to happen to our kids when they go down there. But how do you fight against the people that you went there with when they're inside your room?
I want Gary Davidson to jump in. He is a partner with Diaz Royce International Law Firm at DiazReus.com. This happens in Mexico at this luxurious resort. Gary Davidson, I want you to hear our friend Erica Jackson at WSOC.
They all came to my house on Tuesday and explained what had happened.
Salamandra says Shanquilla's friends blamed her death on alcohol. Then the Robinson family received a copy of her death certificate. It shows she died 15 minutes after injuring her neck and spinal cord. The report also states Shanquilla was found unconscious in the living room, and her death is believed to be violent or accidental.
Violent or accidental? And then this video emerges. How can anybody say this is accidental? I mean, to you, Dr. Kendall Crowns, Chief Medical Examiner, Tarrant County, this is no accident. You see the beating. Now we know that she was dead 15 minutes after injuring her neck and spinal cord. Why? Why are you dead 15 minutes after the injury?
So usually with these type of spinal cord injuries, what she has is an atlas luxation, which means a dislocation of the first cervical vertebrae.
Do you mind saying that one more time, an atlas what?
It's an atlas luxation is what the cause of death is listed as. And what that is cervical vertebrae number one, the one right underneath your skull is the atlas. And it slid out of place and then pushed on her spinal cord. And then usually what happens is it bruises the spinal cord, but the spinal cord bruises take a little time to set in before they kill you. So that's why you can see a survival time period of about 15 minutes. But in the video, after she is whipped about her head and dropped to the ground, to me, it doesn't look like she has any more purposeful movement, even though the other individual continues to pound on her. It's that movement there is what killed her.
I need you to speak so we can all understand you, Dr. Kendall Crowns, not in your elocution, but describing this. So you're saying atlas luxation is cause of death, but you're referring to one particular spot just under the head. When that particular spot is dislocated or taken, kicked out of the line of the spine, I'm extrapolating. Are you saying the head is then no longer attached, the brain is no longer attached to, for instance, the heart and the other parts of your body that keep you alive?
Right. That's the area of the brainstem is where the cervical vertebrae number one or the atlas is sitting, and that is causing damage to the brainstem, which controls your heart rate, your respiratory rate, all the functions of your body. So it isn't necessarily completely separated, but it's bruised and damaged to the point that the individual dies. And that's why she has a survival time period, because it's damaged, not completely torn.
Well, of course, Gary Davidson is a high-profile lawyer that specializes in international law. Gary, the family needs, first instant, alcohol poisoning. Gary Davidson, take a listen to our friend Joe Bruno.
Shanquella Robinson's friends told her parents that she died from alcohol poisoning. That theory never sat right with her father, and he just, quite frankly, didn't buy it.
I know it wasn't no alcohol poisoning. I know it wasn't.
Shanquella's death certificate never mentions alcohol. With the cause of death as severe spinal cord injury and atlas luxation. It says she died within 15 minutes of injury. In the box asking if the death was accidental or violent, the medical examiner wrote yes.
So Gary Davidson, one quick round to Dr. Kendall Crowns. Dr. Kendall Crowns, I would like a yes-no answer to these. The autopsy said, did it not, that this atlas luxation was the cause of death, the COD? Yes, no?
Yes.
Isn't it true that in autopsies that tissue samples are taken and blood alcohol and toxicology panels are run? Isn't that true?
Yes.
And isn't it also true, Dr. Kendall Crowns, that those samples would have shown died of alcohol poisoning? And also the toxicity in her body, her blood alcohol, correct?
Correct.
But it didn't mention that, did it, Dr. Crown?
Not that I've seen.
It did not. So Gary Davidson, that leads me to this. Not only do they beat the woman, stand by and video this girl getting killed, they then lie about her cause of death to her mother. They lied about it. Now, is lying a felony? No, it is not. But does it suggest to you, Gary, that they lied for a nefarious reason, and that reason being to cover up their involvement in her death?
Yes, absolutely. It very much appears that the story is being told to the family from the very get-go were not true. And it does raise the question of,
whether this was a pre-planned attack, whether it was organized not only by the person who committed it physically, but those around around the room. And you know, it's a sad day for the family, but it's also going to be a very, very sad day for these people, because they are going to be implicated. They are going to, at a minimum, be witnesses in a potential criminal trial.
You got that right, Davidson. They're not just witnesses. And what you said really hits the nail on the head, Gary Davidson. Now I know why you're a high-profile lawyer specializing in international law. This was pre-planned.
Nancy, could I speak to that? Because I agree.
I mean, the woman is asleep in bed, and they come in with a video camera with Muhammad Ali over there in the corner ready to fight. They have this thing planned. They don't have to come over from North Carolina to San Jose del Cabo. If they planned it in the living room and went in there, this is a premeditated attack, just the way Gary Davidson is describing it.
I agree it's premeditated. And Nancy, what's going to be interesting is to look at their texts that they sent each other, emails, other forms of electronic communication, that they were planning this trip, mm-hmm. that they were on the plane, that they were arriving at this resort. You know, you can premeditate something at an unconscious as well as a conscious level.
Okay, Dr. Bethany, you know I admire you greatly, but I'm talking about evidence that can come into court. What they were thinking about in the bathroom on the plane does not matter to me. What matters to me is what I can prove. But you're exactly mm-hmm. right. I would look at every single text, email, communication between these people to find out if they wanted to gang up on her from the get-go when they all left to go to Mexico. And that's where you come in, Robert Crispin, about how we're going to get
And Nancy, the video?
Yes?
The video is another form of aggression. It didn't start just before the trip or on the plane or in their electronic communications. Someone videotaped that and then put it on the internet. You know why they put it on the internet? They wanted to further humiliate Quilla.
Showing her without her clothes on being attacked. I want you to hear in our Cut 10, our friends at WSOC, our Cut 10, please, Jackie.
Salamandra says she came across this video. Salamandra identified the people in the video as Shanquilla and her Cabo travel partners. You can hear someone in the video ask if Quilla could at least fight back.
There was no fight. They attacked her. It was never a fight. She didn't fight. They attacked her.
Now, Salamandra says she has more questions than answers. She wants justice for her daughter.
She was a good child and had a great heart. And she did not deserve to be treated like that.
On game night, there's only one food delivery service. It's a slam dunk, a layup, a game winner. Oh, sorry, kind of got carried away there. It's Grubhub. For game night eats, late night treats, the sweet and salty faves you crave, lazy lunches, delicious family dinners and more. It's all about the Grubhub. Grubhub is there when you need it most, offering up everything you want from national favorites to the best kept secret spots in town, ensuring there's truly something for everyone. And right now, Amazon Prime members get a year of Grubhub Plus for free. So you pay $0 in food delivery fees when you order from your favorite restaurants. Visit GoForGrubHub.com/Amazon for details. How amazing is that? Grubhub gift cards are the perfect gift this holiday season for everyone on your list. Download the Grubhub app or visit GrubHub.com today. Go for Grubhub.
The holidays are headed to your place with a special collection that's packing the tier, all on Xfinity Flex. Host a movie marathon with winter favorites like Love Actually and Home Alone. Unwind with big laughs from hits like The Office and Elf. Or snuggle up with something new like Holiday in Santa Fe or Holiday Harmony. And keep festive tunes on repeat with North Pole Radio hosted by Santa from iHeartRadio. Whether you want to watch something fresh or familiar, you can feel the holiday spirit with Xfinity Flex. Say what to watch into your Xfinity voice remote.
Big thank you to our partner making today's Crime Stories possible. It's Sara Lee.
Do you want to feed your family something nutritious and delicious, but your children are veggie resistant? Sara Lee believes in creating more moments of love at home, so they created the new Sara Lee white bread made with veggies. It's her favorite Sara Lee bread, now baked with the equivalent of 1 cup of veggies per loaf, fortified with vitamins A, D, and E, but with the delicious taste and soft texture you expect from Sara Lee. And it's made without artificial colors, flavors, or high fructose corn syrup, adding extra goodness to every meal. Say, see you later to mealtime struggles. Bring a little Sara Lee love to the table with the bread that's nutritious, disguised as delicious. Find Sara Lee white bread made with veggies at your grocery store. Thanks, Sara Lee, for being our partner. Crime Stories with Nancy Grace.
Ms. Robinson, I keep looking at this video and imagining my little girl being attacked and beaten dead like that. Where did you find this video, Ms. Robinson?
Online. Someone sent the video to us online.
Someone sent it to you?
Yes. I believe the video was out before Shankula actually had died, because someone called me and told me before they even arrived back to Charlotte from North Carolina that they was over there fighting her. So I didn't know how true it was. So after she got back, they got back, Shankula had passed, the video had surfaced on Facebook and someone sent it to my family. Started coming out. The video started coming out.
That is a really big deal. Alexis Teresa joining me, crimeonline.com investigative reporter. Alexis, is that correct? And I'm going to follow up with you, Crispin, about how I can prove it's correct. I can't just blurt it out it's correct without knowing.
Sorry. I know I probably wondered where I was at. Goddamn, just came back from the fucking store. Goddamn. Well, I'm back now, goddammit, all right? Let me just say something. When you eat a lot and you gain a lot of weight, do your lower back hurt? My whole shit hurts, son. I can't do nothing. I have to lose weight. This shit ain't no joke, but I'll be driving real soon. Let's go. Shit.
Alexis, is it possible girlfriends post the video of Quella completely naked being beaten to her death in the bedroom before she's even pronounced dead?
Yes, and that's what the timestamps and the information that has shown up on different websites and where this video has been seen shows that it was almost like it was not a live broadcast, but really in real time happening. It didn't show up weeks later. It showed up almost immediately. How can I prove that, Robert Crispin?
So this is one of the reasons that the FBI is involved now, because they have a unit called the Extraterritorial Unit for Crimes when you get a request from foreign governments to help them investigate cases for crimes against U.S. citizens, which I'm sure you're very well aware of that.
Shit,
we're going to prove this social media. It's all digital. Ooh. And through subpoenas, we're going to get IP addresses. Yeah. We're going to get who owns the phone that sent that. We're going to get the accounts. We're going to get everything. And it's just going to slowly start to unwind.
Yo, I'm so hurt right now.
Who owned the phone shot that video? Who posted that? And in this case, with that video, it's just probably the most key piece of investigator wishes they had on so many other crimes. People just don't think. And social media has cleared so many crimes because people don't think and they want to brag about these fights.
Can you believe that they were putting this up online? Gary Davidson, high-profile lawyer, joining us from his law firm, partner with Diaz Royce International Law. I'm going to give you just a second of that extradition, but I want to talk to you about the phenomena of posting your crime online. What kind of a sick killer would do that? They're proud of it. They're posting it.
It's a badge of honor.
Well, they can tell that to Satan, because I'm pretty sure
talk
that's
that shit,
where they're
mama.
Headed.
Talk that to Satan.
Not only that,
the lying.
Ooh, my back hurt.
You seen in trial. Shit. You got the crime, but then you have the cover-up. And the cover-up can prove the crime. And the cover-up will infuriate a jury. Agree or disagree?
Agreed. And I also think it's likely in a case such as this where you have so many people who are present that at least one of them is going to come forward.
Oh, I forgot to talk about this shit here.
Direct questioning from investigators and, you know, gain immunity from prosecution and testify as to what truly did happen. The real mystery, I think, in all of this at the moment is what was the motivation for this attack?
Now, you know the state does not have to prove motive.
Oh, right. There we go.
It's a bunch of mean girls turned 25 going on some kind of a vendetta.
Yes,
I'll tell you what, it'll be a cold night before I go on a girls' weekend.
Hold on.
Go ahead, Gary.
But at the end of the day, I do believe the truth is going to come out in this case.
Hold on. We heard this shit is almost over, but we're going to talk about it. But I want to talk about back hurt. Listen, man, this is me right now, nigga, like right now, okay? Hold up. I had to search for this video. Nigga, check this shit. Woo! That's me right now, nigga. Try to get me to run right now. OMG, nigga. This is exactly Earl, Cletus and Junebug. Or Skeeter. Skeeter. Skeeter, Cletus. I've got the other name I gave the motherfucker already. Oh, wait, hold on. Here we go, right here, goddammit. Wait, hold up now. hold up now, goddammit. Shit. That nigga hurt. Nigga, that's me right now. My motherfucking hamstrings and shit. Ooh, shit. Yeah, you left your breath back there. Ooh, that's how I feel right now, bro. I'm not even gonna hold you. I feel just like that right the fuck now, man. I'll be driving real soon because this walking shit, this ain't gonna do it. Any motherfucking who? Do y'all want to hear the rest of this? Press one or press two? Because I want to do these sidebars to get out of here. I've been here long enough. Do y'all want to hear the rest of the? Of the thing. Anybody want to call in to talk about this shit real quick? I don't know, but we pretty much know the story. You know what, man? Fuck that. Mm-mm. Y'all heard this shit already. Let's do the sidebars. I'm getting the hell up out of here. I need to soak in some damn Epsom salt right now, nigga. Fuck that. I feel like Skeeter right now. All right? Hold on. Olan Soja. Oh, I got some shit to say, too. So let's stick to this. To the damn, sidebars. Some of y'all said yes. Yeah. Well, look, I'll put the link. Matter of fact, let me put the link in there for y'all to go watch it yourselves. All right. Much love to and rest in peace to, you know, Shankrella. We definitely know the story. All right. But there's the link. If y'all didn't hear it in its entirety, please click that link. That's right there in the chat. Click that link and you go watch the rest. And we could chop it up about it tomorrow as well. So still an ongoing case. Let me just do my sidebars because, I got to lose some weight. I swear. This is not good. I got to lose weight. Every time my back and lower back hurt is because of my weight. When I gain some, I got to lose at least like 5. I need to lose 10. At least 10, man. Because I could gain and lose weight fast, yo. Fast. So, I will play this, but I ain't playing with YouTube. So we're going to do some sidebars, some shit I forgot to even speak upon. She's cute, but I don't know what this is about. I forgot. But yeah, let's go. Yo, I feel sorry for Wendy. You know, cause look, you know, respectfully when I show this.
Hey, Wendy.
What I say this.
How you doing? You looking good?
Thank you.
I just pray for her, but the way she's walking and stuff like that, I just hope everything works out for her. You know what I'm saying? Her health and everything like that. You know, I'm not going to speak on the Bobby Smyrna and Youngboy. That's just nigga shit, but hopefully they can resolve, you know, those issues and stuff like that. But the way Bobby Smyrna did break down how he's a slave to Atlantic, to whatever record company he's a slave to, And Bobby, he's independent. He just came home and he's still getting guap. He's not contractually binded by these big corporations or these big entities. So there's a difference between being all over the place and being marketed. That's having a big machine behind you. Yeah, young boy getting bread. However, you still, you know what I'm saying? You are binded. Regardless of what he sells, this dude is getting bread and he's not, you know, a contractual slave. Still got you. You're making your money. But he did make a great point about that. But let's exclude. Let's just keep it pushing. This is when he explained it right here. Yeah. This is what I meant to talk about before, too. See, so much should be going on. I'll be forgetting, but I'll be knowing. And this is proof that, to show y'all, if y'all think I don't be knowing shit or be slow to shit, I'll be knowing a lot of shit. You know, sometimes just be forgetting and other stuff just be important, but any motherfucking who. So even though this is old, we know this is old, okay? Cool. Kiss my ass. But he said, Bobby Smyrna, we have somebody to your liking. Naughty Nerd Ninja. I gotta I ain't gonna look up that site. It's open, transgender woman, very respectful. Come to the 100 show on Clubhouse and you can meet Naughty. Don't say I didn't look out for you. We know what you like. That's some other shit. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. Wait, hold on. Whack. We have somebody to your liking. Don't say. So I don't know if he already, like he already know her. Now remember that picture of him in bed allegedly with that Hispanic tranny. You know what I mean? So who, see, this is what I'm saying. And salute to Bobby, man. I like Bobby. I like his character, man. He's too over the top. That's how you know he got ADHD or whatever, very hyperactive. But to be honest, I like his character, though. You know what I mean? I do. I keep it a buck. But, yes, we know you from the islands and all that. Y'all know how to wind your hips a lot, shit like that. But you wind a little bit too much for me. You know, wind ain't supposed to be for the gyal, you know what I mean? The gyal put a moody hip there, you know? So, you know, I don't know, man. I don't know if you like females with football fingers and real strong jawlines and cheekbones. I don't know, man. But this entertainment shit is a small club. It's a small world. And people do be spreading each other business. And let me just say this, man. I'm not late. I've been knowing about Miss Janie, but I have to keep it a buck. That shit kept me up for hours. And I kind of binge watch Ricky Smiley and Miss Janney, man. That relationship was so dope. It's funny, man. She be having me crying. So they really dope, man. So salute to Ricky Smiley and their relationship, man. That shit is golden. If y'all haven't heard, you know what I mean, just watch them, man. It's so dope, man. Salute to her. God bless her. She's still here, man. That relationship there is so fucking funny, family. So great, man. So salute to them, man. Real talk. Now, Chrissy and, like, come on.
So you don't
want
to get married to me?
No.
All right. So we already know about their, you know, his proposal, like, what, 15, 10 years ago? Some shit probably, yeah, close to 10, 15 years ago, man. Like, nigga, it's over. I understand because men, like, y'all know the memes. It's an older man in a wheelchair. He all hurt. Now he's ready for marriage. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? I get it. You know, some men, you know, it's hard for them to just, like, I don't want to say be committed, but just you know, marry in holy matrimony and shit like that, you know, and they take a long time. But Chrissy, I think she just had enough and she's just going, she love him. She's going along for the ride, but that feeling and shit is gone. So, you know, And Christy, she's a bad motherfucker, though. She's a bad chick, man. Body is fucking... Fuck Megan. Megan Thee Stallion body ain't got nothing on her. Megan Thee Stallion just a little bit slimmer, but she got a nice body, though. But that's not even the case. That's not important. I'm just saying, you know, by me saying that, she could always move. Like, you know, she could definitely get somebody else. And you already know, this is old news, that The Wave, Bigavelli, you know what I mean, Max B, was hitting that first, you know what I'm saying? And he'd be home soon, so I could just imagine when he come home how I just hope, you know, they close that relationship. I don't, you know what I mean? I hope Max B don't come. I don't think he's going to come home on that bullshit, you know, but he's going to be in the game now, you know? Jim Jones and Chris Montana rectify their situation, and you know Max B and Chris Montana is tight now, been tight for the longest. So let's see how that relationship, you know, turns out. But when he come home, I know Jim Jones is going to feel very uncomfortable. And you know Chrissy, he probably going to have Chrissy every show that he's doing. He's going to be hiring, what you call them? Private investigators. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. Sometimes you just can't trust people. I don't know. But at the end of the goddamn day, man, that ship has sailed, bro. And, let's see, but I really like their chemistry, though. I like the relationship. Salute to Jim Jones, though. I fucks with the guy, definitely.
Cop killer Kevin Johnson's execution date is set for Tuesday. Johnson killed Kirkwood Police Sergeant William.
Oh, yeah, we've seen this. I think that they should have let the girl see her own. And that's very rare, too, whereas the family of the person who's about to get executed that wants to sit there and watch them, their loved ones, be put to death. So why would they wouldn't let the 19-year-old daughter to see her father's execution? You know what I mean? I don't know. But that's kind of rare to even want to see that. But to each his own. Now, this shit right here bothers me. I'm not even going to play it because I don't want no trouble. And I might have to delete this motherfucking live for playing the Nancy Grace shit. Anyway, I'll find out once this live is over. I have to be honest with y'all right the fuck now. I'm not going to see this movie. You know why? I fucking hate this system. Hold on. Yeah, I know I got to think before I speak. So let me be careful. Even though I don't give a fuck. I love all my people, my Caribbean people, and I love my motherfucking Africans, you know what I mean? All that, you know, black power, all that shit. But how is it when it comes down to our foundational black Americans and their iconic fucking life, why they have to have other people from other fucking countries to fucking play us? Man, I don't give a fuck how good her this bitch sing. Why the fuck? Come on. She's from Grenada. Born in Britain. She's from Grenada. Why is she playing Whitney Houston, man? A black American from fucking Newark, New Jersey, man. We need to have some flavor. Why go to somebody that has to study our mannerisms, our swag, our slang, how we walk, how we talk? Why when you have people who already have it? I'm not feeling this shit. I wish I could boycott it. I'm not with it. Why is she playing Whitney Houston? Do anybody agree? I don't care if y'all don't agree. I just feel like why that. I just said this a few days ago. That's like asking Larry Fishburne to play fucking Marcus Garvey. Nigga, it'd be sucking teeth for months. Jamaicans would go fucking crazy having a regular black person playing Marcus Garvey or playing Haile Selassie. Have someone within that culture already to represent. Do y'all understand what the fuck I'm saying? Hello? Is anybody there? Do y'all agree? You know, I don't care if y'all don't agree. This is just how, fuck that. I don't care. Fuck, excuse me when I say F y'all opinion, I don't mean that intentionally, like, disrespectful. So please, you know, I apologize in advance. But fuck y'all opinions, goddammit. I'm not feeling that. Get the fuck out of here, man. Why, when it come down to us, it has to be somebody else playing? I'm not feeling that shit, man. Or do they think they're going to be difficult because they're Black Americans? They wanted to be, you know what I mean? You see, with those other people, they could get directed. They could be molded or told what to do from these execs. That's not even from the culture to tell you how to be Black. Get the fuck out of here. This is what I'm saying about our culture being steered and molded and controlled and projected and perceived by people who is not from the culture. Get your punk ass out of here. I hate that shit, yo. It bothers me. Y'all white people, man, stop trying to stop, man. Y'all always fucking up somebody's shit, but nobody can't, you don't want no Black man to play, you don't want no fucking Black girl to play fucking the mermaid, a fictional character. Stop playing with us, man. No hate, no shade from anybody. That's like a motherfucker playing, you know, somebody playing Patrice Lumumba, a Black American. The Africans will go crazy. They'll start, what you call them shits? Them fucking shits, them shits, you know what I mean? Them fucking darts coming out the fucking, the little, I forgot how the fuck you say it, but spitting darts at you, shooting you in the neck and shit like that, you know what I mean? And throwing spears and shit at you. Rest in peace to Patrice Lumumba. But y'all get what I'm saying? Somebody from your culture should represent you or play you. Look what they did to Harriet Tubman. Come on. Get somebody who can tap into that spirit because they feel it, they understand it. They understand it. Stop getting people to learn how to, then to hire somebody that knows or who already has it or who was born with it. You get me? Get the fuck up out of here. I'm so pissed behind that, and I will not watch it. So don't come on here and say how good the movie was. I don't give a fuck. Kiss my ass. I'm not feeling that. And check this shit out.
Instagram or a long-term boyfriend? Okay, let's see.
That is so serious. Now, a lot of women may not agree to that, but a lot of women do. Y'all seek attention instead of love. So y'all so much infatuated with likes and a man saying how great your body is. Are they asking you how your mind is? Are you, this is for some, do you want a man to give you the attention of how your mind is? Or just your beauty, or how your titties are, and how your ass look. Pick the two. Pick one. So this is society right here. Today's society, y'all women want more attention from men on Instagram than to have a man at home that could get that could show you that love, or that maybe that's not enough. You don't want that that attention from one person. You want more than one. What you call it? Opinion. You know how to get the second opinion, third opinion, fourth opinion. Y'all want a million of them. You want a million opinions, a million likes, just to show your ass. You little skank bitches. That's why I don't really trust. I'm sorry, man. I'm on a whole nother wave. I don't really want to say too much because I don't want to rub people the wrong way. But I don't really trust. Women don't trust men, a lot of men, and I don't trust a lot of women like that. I am not an egotistical man or a womanizer. Never been a womanizer. I love women to death and love to pick your mind. It's just certain qualities, certain preference that I have now. I never had I had a preference then, but I wasn't so critical of it. As I got older, again, when you get older, you start paying attention to shit that went over your head as you was younger. Shit started to come to you. So, and women think more faster and more broader than men in different ways, are more advanced than women mentally. They get well advanced way before men. And men, we have to catch up, and a lot of us caught up and surpassed. So, but y'all have y'all standards, y'all prefaces. Men, we really didn't have any. We had some far as, I want one with a fat ass, a bitch I can fuck tonight when I meet. Those little minuscule prefaces. But as I grew up, I really analyzed women and who I would want to be around or who I would want to engage with. I'm not fucking with women who have a fucked up attitude. And bad enough, you got to deal with my moody ass. So I got to work on me. See, when I say this, you see how you hear what I said about me? This is the thing about certain, keyword, certain women. Y'all don't take accountability for your fuck-ups, your attitude, how you are, anything. So I have preference. I so much have a fucking preference for y'all women now. Just because you look at, I done fucked so many bad bitches in my lifetime. Believe it or not, who gives a fuck? I fucked some scallywags too. Some one-nighters too. But I done had enough pussy in my life. I don't care about pussy. I want to know who you are mentally. I want to know you, love. That look shit, of course you got to be walkable. Of course, something nice. But it's way more than your body now. So my preference is different. This generation is kind of crazy though. But you know, I'm very passionate when I'm talking. But you know, this is a conversation. Like this conversation right here, we need to have this for another day. NWKLA, I know Newark, LA. What's good, my G? I still see you on Instagram, my G. I see you doing your thing. I see you in Newark recently. You know what I mean? Salute to you, King. You already know. I know who you are, my dude right there. You know what I'm saying? However, but we definitely need to have this conversation. But here's the thing about certain women. I have to be careful how I speak because y'all motherfuckers be sensitive. I'm not talking about all women. But the thing I've noticed as doing this podcast for a very long time, that y'all women don't like to have conversations to talk about it or admit to your shit, because I like to have panels. Y'all will talk in the chat, put y'all little 2 cents in it, but won't have a literal conversation, some rational, logical, rational thinking, critical, analytical thinking conversation. Y'all will be fucking quiet. Not all, but some of y'all do. Because sometimes it's not about what's being logical, was being rational. It's only about your perception. It's all about how you see it and your emotions to it. A lot of y'all. But until we have these goddamn conversations, that's why I said not at all, Mike. I said some women. So when I threw the rock and the dog got hit in the ass bone, the ass cheekbone, I have no problems, Eve the Weave. That's why I said some women. If it's not you, you got to let it fly, sweetie. That's why here's the thing. And there's another thing about women. I'm not a womanizer. I'm going by my own experience. Some women don't fucking listen. I said it again. Some women. I said, I'm just saying, you can say, you can really choose your words carefully, and you would say it, that shit won't even matter. I just said not all women. Not all, Mike. Y'all have that problem too. So again, no matter how you formulate your words is how they feel at all times. That's facts. See? Y'all listen but don't care about it. Shit, let's keep it moving before it get worse. I ain't never donating to your ass. I don't give a fuck, motherfucker. But do if you could. All right? Fuck all that. You know what I'm saying? Cuz stop throwing rocks, right? Yeah, I need to stop. But it's truth rocks. I'm throwing truth rocks. I could get on men as well too. But however, men is always highlighted as the one that fucks up everything. When women, y'all be the ones that sometimes be the nucleus of this shit. Stop it. It can't just be all about what the men has done to you. Y'all bitches got to start taking fucking Y'all need to start standing up and taking accountability. Y'all don't be having that shit. And let me say it again for the ones in the back with the helmets. Some women, not all. That's fucked up. Why we got to carry the load and y'all scared to pick up the damn stone. Y'all scared to help me pick up the stone and carry it on my back. Let's carry it together. Nah, you the man, you hold it. Get the fuck out of here. Kiss my ass, but I love you. We gonna keep it pushing. See, some of y'all not even talking. See, you're talking. I'm talking too much. Let me get my crazy ass up out of here, too. This is dope right there, too. I like that. This nigga here, I'm about to order some of that, some CMOS. Son, I'm not even going to play it. I'm going to play it. Talk your shit. Go ahead now. I'm going to leave that one alone, too. All right? That's a dope-ass thing. Oh, shit, nigga, please, bro. When I see these candies right here, this shit remind me of free school lunch. This remind me of Flames basketball team. This reminds me of playing Cocolivio, Manhunt. OMG, son. Which ones y'all will pick? I got to mute myself real quick, though. Which one y'all miss? Yo, I'm live right now. You about to get off? I mean, you about to go to sleep? Yeah. All right, sweetie. Call me when y'all get up. You better call me when you get up. All right, bye. All right, love you too. Bye, bitch. Bye. Sorry about that, y'all. But, man, this shit takes me back, family. Look, this is for the old heads. Boston Baked Beans, I hate Boston Baked Beans, but the only way I would eat Boston Baked Beans when I have, like, a 50 cent in my pocket. Believe me, y'all, 50 cent was something to have back in the days when you fucking 9, 10, 11, 12, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that. But, bro, that would be the last resort, and I will only get it, like, if my friend has some. Like, yo, son, you know what I mean? He pull out some candy, like, yo, you ain't got nothing else, and that's it? That's the only way I would eat Boston Baked Beans. I've never been a Boston Baked Beans. But this motherfucker, the lemon head, the cherry, the Alexander the Great. Yo, I'm tasting the Alexander the Great right now. That shit was so fucking good, son. And these are shits I don't share, son. Yeah, it would be rare if I share. If I share, I'll give you one ball, nigga. Maybe two. Yo, word is born, son. Yo, Johnny Apple Treats was dope, too. I never really know about Mr. Melon. Maybe. I'm keeping it in the bar. But everything else I know. The Jawbreakers, yeah. The Red Hots, absolutely. It tastes like cinnamon apple shit. The shit was really good, you know? But this is my shit. I love this shit. And Cherry Clan. Those three was my main things. The rest of them kissed my ass. But these three was my shit, son. Alexander the Great was better, son. That shit was, man, listen, man. This shit reminds me of Ninja Turtles. We all as kids saying cowabunga. When the fucking Ninja Turtle, what you call them shits? It was like little snacks and shit. Had the cream in the middle, the ooze in the middle, like the fucking, why the fuck I can't remember what it was. It was like, God damn it, I'm so fucking, see, my thinking abilities is off. Shit. Lemonheads, give your mouth that nice pucker. That's right. Yeah, man. Man, I miss those days, son. Yes, cowabunga. You know what I'm saying? The fucking Nintendo. You know what I'm saying? Duck Hunt. Do-do-do-do-do-do. You know what I'm saying? Man, shit, I miss back in the days, man. I swear to God, man. Damn, if there's a way I could go back, I would love to go back right now. I don't want to change my life for nothing, man. But if I could just go back to these times, you know, because being a grown up is so hard, you know. That's why I tell kids, man, if y'all listening, man, be a kid. Don't rush. Do not rush. Don't rush to be a grown up. It's not all that fun. It is. because you have the freedom to buy cigarettes and liquor if you want, or Guinness style clubs if you want. Yeah, that those are little trinkets and freedoms you have with that. But everything else, man, is not a game. Being a grown up, a responsible one, is not a fucking game. It's hard. It's hard out here for grown ups, man. Everybody, rent, bills, food, clothing, shelter, and every month, all of those places got their hands out. They want their money, or your lights, your water, your phone, cable, your Wi-Fi, your storage, your car. Everything will get shut and taken away. It's not fun. It's really not. It's stressful. It make you want to fucking go postal sometimes. So kids, if you're rushing to be an adult, I advise you, be the kid, be the child as you possibly can. Save, take advantage of the freedoms, because once you're out into the real world, oh, you are in for a rude awakening, and some people can't handle it. I was just glad as a not always trying to make it about me. I only could go by my life experience. I have my own crib since I was young, the first one out of everybody I knew that had his own apartment on the lease, going to 250 Broadway every other fucking month. And I thank God all the time for how things happened in my life to where I always had something. I always had a roof over my head, regardless of how things transpired. It was always something just happened to where I was still good. I wasn't out in the street and things of that nature. I thank God for all of this shit of how my life have panned out to be. So thank God for certain things that you do have, because you can have nothing. But being a grown-up, man, being a fucking grown-up, it's a fucking wake-up call. It's really a wake-up call. So hopefully I'm not speaking to the fucking to the choir. But that's all I can say. I just miss my childhood too, Troy Dog. My childhood was very good, man. It was so dope, man. I don't change it for nothing. Shout out to Bed-Stuy. Shout out to Marlboro Projects, man. Y'all raised me. Salute to y'all. Word up. But anyway, man, I'm pretty much done with this shit. I've been here too damn long. I'm ready to go. Shorty killed this shit. Where was she? She's from, this look like Brooklyn. This beat is crazy, though. Killed that shit, son. I cannot lie. This New York bitches talk like that, son. These bitches is men. Okay? This is how New York bitches are. Not all, well, shit, 99%. Yo, suck my dick, son. Yo, I'll be ready to kill these bitches. Ooh, I'm not saying, look, we all have ratchet bitches from wherever y'all live at. So I'm not excluding nobody. I'm just talking about where I'm from. These bitches is men for real. Look how she spins. Look how she sounds, son. These bitches is just like that, family. Okay? I love my New York bitches, but y'all motherfuckers is very aggressive. Okay? I mean, very. But this beat was fucking fire. Shorty murked that shit, though. Shorty murked that. She got bars. She murked that shit. I don't even know who her name. Let me see what's her name. She murked that shit though. Let me see. I don't know. One more time. I think her name is Connie something. Let me see. Yeah, that's they put it twice. Yeah, Connie Diamond. Yo, she smoked that shit, bro. Let me see if this is her. Damn, son. She smoked that shit. Real shit. She smoked that. Yeah, that's her. Yup. Wow. Let's see. Let's see what else she got real quick. I don't even know this is her though. So salute to her, man. Salute. Let me see what's up.
What's going on? It's your girl Connie motherfucking Diamond, Big Diamond, and we'll be talking
about
episode
Seth.
Of Civil TV in my neighborhood. I say that I manifested this shit a lot because I feel like that I was at a point in my life where I was kind of like decorating my room. I went to the thrift store. I got a couple of vinyl records and like pictures of things. And I just made a big collage, and that was before I even created Boulevard One Truth. I have like cut out a Universal record, cut out a Destiny record. My destiny is gonna be like my shoe frame. This is how it's supposed to be.
Look how we get it. Look how we win it. Oh, you wear your feelings like.
She's dope though, man. Salute to her, man. I'm gonna try to see if I can get an interview with her, man. I'm pretty sure some of my people, if I reach out to a couple of people, I'm pretty sure they know her. I'm gonna reach out to a couple of people I know. I definitely know. I know people who know some people who know some people. So I could definitely try to make some calls or something, or just reach out to her directly though. But salute to her, man. Like she's pretty dope, man. She's dope. Wow. Let me see something.
Hell of a year. This is why I don't compete with my peers. Who the fuck told these bitches they were something to fear? It's like the pool is gonna rope with the beard. Got the rooming for you goofies, at the koofies, I'm exposing the squares. Feet still up on the pedal, I'm just switching the gears. Come and get up on my level, it's my pivotal year. Rolling on the opposition like a slip in the air. Tried to put on a facade, but you was scared prepared. Yeah. I was lending you this flow on credit, it's straight cash in this bitch. I don't owe no debit. Got a laugh in this bitch, cause they don't know no better. By my Provolone twist and cheddar, this a crisp and better. I'ma flock at a bitch whenever. Hoodie on, then I boogie on a bitch with Ella. What the fuck could these bitches tell us? Got my ooters in the spot, and you know they quit the blick Berettas. But yo, man, these bitches been pushing since garage days. I tried to keep the peace, so to my say. I think I like you better, your Minaj days. Yes, see the dick, bitch, I'm coming at you sideways. And I ain't pressed about no freestyle. I went viral off of freestyle 3 times. Hit these box body bitches with the peace sign. Show me how you coming on this bitch, cause I'm a thief, man.
Yo, shorty is dope, son. This is shit that bothers me. What's shorty name? I'm gonna try to find that song. Fuck that. I'm gonna try to find, what's her name? I gotta call Scooby. What's her name? She from the Bronx or some what's her fucking name, son? I played her fucking video before. Kesso. Let me call Scooby. Nah, man. I'm gonna find this shit right the fuck now. Here's the shit that bothers me. They got Gorilla Glue. I mean, Glorilla. They got Glorilla. Do you hear these fucking 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, These dumbass, yo, I swear to God, man, I need to relax my nerves, man. They don't like people with bars. Got Glorilla sounding like a gorilla. Get your money, boo. Get your money, baby. Take care of your family, honey. But the bitch is whack. She's whack. Her voice is horrible. To me, this is my opinion. There's no hate, no shade. Everybody has their cup of tea. Everybody has their cup of tea. That shit is just not mine. She is whack. Megan Thee Stallion is whack to me. You know why? I think this is a fucking plan to have people who don't even sound right on the beat. The baby, he's okay too. His voice is terrible on the beat. Because you rap fast, that don't make you nice. But again, it's not a hater. It's my point of view of the taste. MCs like Nas, even Saha the Prince, like Ice Cube, or all the other people from other regions that put a nice taste in my mouth. Pause for the pauses. Meaning lyrically, taste. My taste is just bougie, I guess. Let me just say bougie for right now. You know when you used to something and you get some subpar shit? Nah, I have expensive taste when it comes to lyrics. I have expensive taste when it comes to lyrics and flows and how you ride the beat and how you craft your words. I have expensive taste, y'all. Do you understand? That's the best way I could make it make sense. These niggas sound terrible. Why? Shorty right here got fucking bars. A lot of bitches got bars. They don't want them on there. Just like what's the two girls from Brooklyn? What's their names? And they be going back and forth like Styles and fucking Jada. Them bitches is fire. Fire. But they got the stupid shit on the radio, yo. Yes, Pink Nobility. I have sophisticated taste when it comes to my lyrics. Y'all like this bullshit? This shit is hard. I swear to God. This shit is trash out here. And they keep putting it on repeat. Repetitive. You see how songs grow on you? Let me call Scooby so I can play something else. For those who want to hear this shit, get out of here. But thank y'all for being here any goddamn way. Fuck that, man. We need to start putting these motherfuckers in their place. I don't care. Look, let me say this, man. I don't care where you, girl code, Combs, you motherfucker, you. There you go. I'm going to play girl code too. Let me call Scooby real quick, man. He's probably at work, but let me call him. Let me get something. Because he told me the other day. Hold on. It doesn't matter if you're from New York. Let me just say that right now. But these ones that I'm showing, they happen to be from New York, and they are spitters. I don't care where you're from. Just give me something. Just give me something with lyrics. That shit, I don't care where you from. Y'all could be from the South. If you spitting, we fucking with you. But if you talking this gaga, goo goo, gaga shit, nah, we ain't fucking with you. Look, I got sophisticated taste when it comes down to music. Y'all niggas is whack. Sorry. Fuck nigga free. Shut the fuck up, man. That shit is whack. Sorry, man. I'm sorry. There's no hate. He's probably at work. Damn, he told me the name the other day. Shorty's from fucking like the Bronx. She was doing some drill shit. Yo, Scooby. Yo, what's goody, boy? I'm live right now. But let me ask you a question, son. What's that shorty name again that you were telling me about? The one from the Bronx, that be rhyming on the drill shit. What's the name again, son?
Kenzo B.
What?
Kenzo B.
Kenzo B?
He's from RBT from River Park Towers.
River Park Towers, yeah, she's from the Bronx.
She down with RBT boys and shit.
Oh, all right, you good, though?
Yeah, I'm at work. I'm about to get up in a bit.
I knew you was at work. All right, nigga, love you, nigga. I'm out.
You too. You already.
One. That's my motherfucking brother right there, my heart right there. All right, Kenzo B. I know I had the Kezo, right? You know, I had something right. I was there. Yeah, Ken, son, this bitch right here is fucking serious, son. Hold on, soldier. Hold on, man. Where that shit at that I see? Shorty, and she's, this is what I'm talking about. But see, they be always talking about shooting and killing somebody, man. Like, yo, y'all fucking crazy, man. Is this it? Well, Shorty is fire. Shorty fire. Where's that song, man? Kids will be gets a BBL. Well, okay, love. But one of them songs is fire. I gotta play that. And she young and she spit better than a lot of these motherfuckers. Salute to you, Glorilla. Like, I much love to Glorilla. I swear, no hate. You just, to me, man, you just being shoved down our throats to me. So much love, and let me subscribe to her right now. Let me try to find a song, but Shorty is definitely, she's nice.
Sell to your customers.
I'm going to play two more people. I'm going to play Girl Code, and then we out, man. I just got the, you know, come on, man. Lyrics need to come back. They don't want, they don't want lyrics to come back, man. I never heard this song before. I'm gonna unmute myself. Matter of fact, I can't mute it. I never heard this song before, so let's see. But it's one I want to play for y'all.
Like, look, no, I ain't tryna brag. Just a young pretty bitch with a bag. Fucking up facts, I ain't checking no tags. And I'm still pushing P while them bitches is mad. I'm part of my swag. Bad bitch, I don't gotta shake ass. These bitches kidnapping, these bitches ain't giving. Like, I ain't a brat or a Barbie, but real bitches get recognition. Slip 10 toes when they made me the villain. Like, fuck it, I'm ready to win. Big INS, this is just the beginning. He doubled the bag just to eat for my twins. He's pretty and paid. Only thing bitches pushing is pop. Bitches is lucky I stayed out the way. If I didn't, I pistol they block every day till a bitch gets shot. Like, how, like, what, like, fuck all the opps.
That's not the song, though. It sounds pretty good, but this is the song. She murdered that shit. I'm going to find it. Y'all just be patient. That was pretty good, but that's not it. Is this it? I think this is it. Let me see. No, that's not it.
What?
Nah, that's not it. That's not it. But she's dope though. I'm not. I can't even hold y'all. She's all right for a little young little motherfucker. This is it. I think this is it. This is it. She murked this shit. I think this is it.
I don't get why you bitches be hating. How you feeling? We can get it
stacked.
And it's up with whoever it ain't on
nah.
The bed. At least you wouldn't have to be. No, that's not it. Uh-huh.
That's not it though. God damn it, but she's nice though. She's nice. I can't find it, but I don't wanna, because I know how we are sometimes. Our patience. I'm trying to be fast as possible. It's not it, but Kenzo B is really dope. Salute to her, man. Like she's really dope. I don't know why that song is not there, but she's definitely dope, man. She's really dope, man. Salute to Kenzo. Let me do girl code. But Kenzo is dope. So salute to her, man. Real shit. When y'all get a chance, check her out, man. She got some shit, though. Damn, man. I can't find a song, man. Damn. But she's dope, though. Real shit. Shout out to Kenzo B. Yeah, they murked that shit. Let me get a good one. It's one of these. Girl Codes is dope as fuck. All of these shits is fire. I just want to pick one. They went in on this too. I guess. Nah. That's dope too, but nah. They murked that too. It's another one, son. These bitches is dope. Let me see if this is it. But they dope though.
Yeah, overtime. Y'all know what it is. Shout out to all the overtime MCs. All you guys for watching how we raising the bar on these bars, kid. Yo, I had to wear the sunnies today. Man, these next MCs about to illuminate the mic, illuminate the screen. All the way from Brooklyn. Shop Bigger, what up? I see you. I see you chopping off these heads. Hi, it's a Diddy, what's up? You ain't taking no lane. Come on, I know y'all about to step up and do this Girl Code. Get to know the name, Girl Code. Say it three times, Girl Code. Shout out to my man AG. Yo, check it out. This is the future happening now. Girl code, take over. Let's go.
I love you.
I'm Sean Bigga. I'm Hasha D. And we the girl code.
Listen. They say what happened in the dark, gold coming in the light. My cops was coming in the dark. That's why I'm shining so bright. Real life Instagram, why would I give a fuck by the light? Cause we really know who got it when they talk real life. Baby captain, they ain't got it, make that cap sound nice. If I'm behind you in the jello, better take that life. I heard my blankets getting dirty, huh? I be doing dirty, huh? If they wanna see us, they gon' see us, let's study, huh? Tell these bitches not to look, my food is black and rotten.
Go. Go.
Cause we historical, so nobody really comparable. I see they linking up, sweet, just another pair of truth. I don't play games, so truth is that I dare you to. If they New York, not the Fox 5, it's a good day cause they pray that I promise I need a price high. High, high, side eyes peeping, they see my eyes wide, fly by. They can't see me, I tell them likewise. Fuck it though, niggas can't see you, what's wrong with son at all? Watch you with the staff, they mouth. Give me 60 seconds, I'ma treat him like a Minuteman. Throw my hoodie on, but don't mistake me for no killer fan. Make him take the rainbow if I walk into a Zimmerman. Beefing over broccoli,
wow.
Get stomped out with a Timberland. Bigger or spaghetti, either way you pick the dance. Say that I should smile, mean love like a MAGA cup. Plus I got the juice in it, take it if you bad enough. Causing all the friction, freaking fresh, it ain't adding up. Ain't worried about no pussy, just the fist of the day. The way to tell me what it is, I want that fillet. If I kept hating on my mind, how would I really get paid? I left my ex being stuck, he should've obeyed. Oh, don't you worry, I'ma make him serve my whole plate. Make that nigga bitch in your head like it's all safe. Oh, wait, niggas gon' listen to what the girls say. They ain't get the picture, we gon' make they body roll. They ain't get the picture, so I kicked them out the pick. I'm such a visionary. I try to tell them chill, they don't listen very well. Over city, they love drawing out the dictionary. They tell them lies, making stories, giving kept your lips still. Now you got your fitted floor. Black young style. You can't treat me like these silly whores. Open doors like I got manners, but I'm not nice. You got multiple choices, so you should really think twice. Real smoke. They don't want CBD. No. Cause major pain, even cats that know I'm
what?
See, adjusting bigger, please make sure that you only see me. And it could be a gory movie, but let's say PG.
Come on, Sam. Shout out to Big, shout out to Pac, shout out to X. That's a dope picture right there. I'm glad I stopped it right there. Hold on. Sorry. Hold on. There's some grilled chicken salad. But look, do y'all see what I'm talking about? Hopefully it wasn't no, was it any echo or anything? All right. This is what I'm saying, y'all. Whack shit out there. Why these girls cannot get a deal? They should go independent. But what I'm saying, they have Glorilla. It's not about hate. It's about the shit that they putting out there. When they got better quality of rhymes, not the stupid retarded shit. That shit is retarded that they got out playing. I don't want to make this an East Coast thing. I don't care if they're from New York. I don't care. I don't care where you from. Just have some bars. Flow. Like, just have wordplay. Give me something that I can be like, yo, these bitches is fire. What they have on the radio, what they pushing is garbage. Lotto, all them other fucking pieces of shit that's just coming out. Man, all these bitches. All these bitches. Bitches is doodle. Trash. And we got chicks like the girl code that can't get pushed out there. They want the dumb down. Yo, nah, I can't fuck with it. All y'all chicks that's out there, keep pushing, man. There's bars out there. Bitches with bars. These bitches is whack. We need quality sounds. Fuck out of here, man. Salute. I got to see if I can get the girl code and all that, man. I'm going to do my due diligence, man. I'm going to really have to start using my sources, man, because a lot of times I don't be using the great fucking connects that I have. I really have some good connects. I'm just a stubborn motherfucker. I figure I can do this shit on my own. But I'm going to have to start doing it because I really want them on a show or somehow interview them, man. But damn, son. Salute to the girl code. You said, Mike, please check out Ken the King Thea Man and Libra Jolie. All right, I'm going to check them out. But I've been here too long now. I've been here 3 hours. I'm be honest, I'm ready to go. Remind me next time, I will play them. You said, Mike, the OnlyFans rap is popping, unfortunately. Yeah, man, this shit is trash, man. Trash. In Montrese, I try not to go there because when we talk about New York, sometimes that hit a nerve with certain people. I don't know. But I just got to keep it a buck. New York be having that shit. I'm sorry. I mean, other places too. I'm just saying that this is what we keep. It never went nowhere. Got it. Sorry. If it rubbed motherfuckers the wrong way, that's your fault. Fuck that. You said what? I cashed up your old account. I don't know what old account you're talking about. Let me put the new one if you did, nigga, because I don't know what old account. Let me put that. You know, I don't play about no money now, nigga. Let me put that new one in there right now. What? This one. Right there. You see that? It's right there. So thank you in advance if you did. Did it say Dorian on it, E-Waz? If it says Dorian, it got a picture of my son, then that's the right one. I thank you in advance. But just real shit, man. I shit never left. We listen, man. We had such a reputation of being so arrogant and stuff like that. I don't want to be a part of that. I speak from a sincere place. No arrogance. But we still hold the torch. We like the fucking, come on, man. I'm not going to go there right now because I don't feel like arguing either. But damn, son. I don't care where you from. If your bars is tight, we going to salute y'all. We going to tilt our hat. We going to raise our glasses. We going to listen. But a lot of this shit out here is trash. They are trash. They are fucking trash. We need some women with bars out here. We need bars. We need to have some shit with sense, bro. I don't care where you from. Long as that shit is tight, we fucks